rocking Baghdad on this anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Secretary of State Colin Powell made a surprise visit to the city today. He commended the troops for ending Saddam Hussein's rule. Powell also responded to Spain and other nations who might withdraw their troops from Iraq.
This is the time to redouble our efforts in every way, law enforcement activities, intelligence activities, and deal with the threat to the civilized world and not run and hide and think that it won't come and get us. It will come and get us.
Fighting continues on the Pakistani-Afghan border where Al-Qaeda fighters may be protecting a high-value target. A Taliban spokesman says the group will attack U.S. and Pakistani forces if they don't stop hunting Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters along that border. And attempted murder charges may be filed against a Nebraska teenager. The teen drove to school today with 20 explosive devices, a rifle, and ammunition. Police say he was drinking to get the nerve to carry out the attack. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
Hi there.
It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock. From the brand new limited edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big sales event. It ends soon, so think big and fast. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on what makes one IRA different from another. With retirement lasting 20 to 30 years, the IRA with lower fees and expenses may leave you with more to retire on. It's one simple way to help make sure your IRA nest egg gives you the comfort of a nest without the worry of the egg. Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 74 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Let's check traffic now with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Denver Post, and a real tough drive coming on. This is going to be south or northbound I-25 right around Hampton. Have a rollover in the right two lanes. It's really causing backups all the way back past Arapahoe Road. Southbound I-25 is affected by that drive, but we also have an accident southbound I-225 at Yosemite, so watch for delays there. In the area of 6th and Santa Fe, you're going to see a power outage, so treat a dark intersections as a four-way stop. This report is brought to you by the Denver Post. Today's daily deal is a medium Pepsi fountain drink with a purchase of any size popcorn at Colorado Cinemas. Look for it in today's Denver Post on the weather page. Start your day with the daily deal. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
In local news, we'll know later this afternoon how Denver teachers have voted on a proposal for a new salary system that would be based on student performance rather than length of service. Some, like language arts teacher Trish Harder, say the proposal is innovative and will help teachers financially.
I'm a high performer, and I'm really excited to be able to control my salary. That's the bottom line.
But opponents say it creates a subjective pay scale and puts teachers at the mercy of the administration. The result of the vote will be announced at a press conference at 2 this afternoon. This report brought to you by Alaska Airlines. Officials have called off a controlled burn that had been scheduled for an area southeast of Bailey today. Terry McCann of the U.S. Forest Service says red flag conditions are in effect for that 800-acre burn area.
Primarily due to higher winds. And so we've canceled that burn for today, but we are still looking at the possibilities of doing the burn tomorrow or even Sunday if weather conditions allow.
McCann says if you're headed into the foothills or high country, be aware of the fire danger that exists right now. Meanwhile, crews have gotten a grass fire in Larimer County, about 75% contained. The Lake Field fire broke out around midnight and burned 7 acres of open ponderosa pine and grass shrubs. The fire is burning near Red Feather Lakes, about 50 miles northwest of Fort Collins. Investigators say a 7-year-old boy may have started the fire that killed him. The autistic boy was found dead in the basement of his home Wednesday night. Investigators have ruled out electrical and natural causes for that fire. 7-year-old Tyler Rodas allegedly had a history of playing with fire, and the family says he was not allowed in the basement. The Legislative Joint Budget Committee has trimmed a proposed 40% tuition hike for Colorado college students to only 1.1%. Committee members say a change in revenue figures released earlier this week gave budget writers more money than they counted on. Members say that while the long-term problem hasn't been solved, state colleges have temporarily dodged that bullet. In sports, the Denver Nuggets continue continue their road trip tonight as they head into Detroit to play the Pistons. Earlier this month, the Pistons clobbered the Nuggets 97-66. The Colorado Rockies had the day off yesterday. They get back to work this afternoon with another preseason game. Today they take on the Kansas City Royals at High Corbett Field in Tucson. The storybook season came to an end for Air Force last night. Air Force fell to North Carolina 63-52 in the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament at the Pepsi Center. The Falcons end the season with the most wins ever for Air Force basketball. They had a 22-7 record this year. Alaska Airlines is proud to announce Common Sense fares, cheaper, simpler, and with fewer restrictions across the board. Just not the dark variety. Visit AlaskaAir.com for more information. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Do not change the channel.
Not your grandfather's talk radio station. We're yours.
We're yours.
The new generation of Denver talk radio can be found here. AM 1150.
AM 1150.
Lock it in.
It's the biggest and the best hunting and fishing show ever. The one gun collectors and sportsmen have been waiting for. The Tanner Gun Show. This Saturday and Sunday only in the Mart Pavilion at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Hundreds of booths will be displaying equipment and accessories to meet the needs of sportsmen. From hunting equipment, including items designed for self-protection, to a variety of sportsman gear. You'll see an unbelievable collection of knives for all occasions, along with antiques, including collectible weapons, the kinds that help tame the Old West. The Tanner Gun Show is a must for serious hunters and collectors. Plus, it's an education experience for everyone. Stop by the show. You'll learn a lot. And while you're there, shop for handcrafted leather goods, southwestern jewelry, and wildlife paintings at very competitive prices. There's plenty to keep everyone entertained for the whole day, and lots of free parking, too. The Tanner Gun Show, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday only in the Mart Pavilion at the Denver Merchandise Mart, exit 58 off I-25 North. Don't let this premier event for hunting and fishing enthusiasts pass you by. Check out www.tannergunshow.com.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We have a few morning clouds out there, but then a mostly sunny day, windy. Those winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, are high 80. Mostly clear for tonight, some gusty winds continuing down to 42. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 65. And Sunday, just a few clouds and a high of 60, but still above our average of 54. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 74 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome. Oh, let's have lunch. Okay, let's do really. That's what they say in Los Angeles. Let's have lunch. You meet somebody you haven't seen them. Let's do really. And then, of course, you never set a date. But let's really do. 8 minutes now after noon on a fabulous Friday. All Fridays are fabulous. We have a lot planned for you today, so, you know, buckle up your seatbelt. We're going to be talking about films and films at the Madstone Theater, and we'll be joined by two guests who are film reviewers, critics, Tom DeLapa and Walter Chaw, and we'll be talking with them in the 2 o'clock hour. We're going to be giving a pair of tickets to Blythe Spirit. And that is for Saturday, March 27th. Sometime, through, you know, in the show, we'll give away this pair of tickets. I think they're worth about $70. You have to be able to go to the Saturday matinee, not tomorrow, but a week from. And that is a 1:30 p.m. performance. And today is the first year anniversary of the war. We'll be talking about that. We have lots to talk about. Before I get started, a couple things. First of all, I think I might do this over the weekend. And I've heard a lot of really good things about it. The powwow, the 30th annual Denver March powwow. It features apparently more than 1,000 American Indian dancers. They represent 75 tribes. You see really top Indian dancers, and they will be competing for a top prize. And there are arts and crafts booths, and it's at the Denver Coliseum. It is now from March 19th through the 21st. Admission is $15 for all weekend or $6 a day at the door. And then I saw something that said it was $8 a day. Tickets are $8 daily according to the Post, and $15 event pass. And you can either go online to denvermarchpowwow.org or you can phone 303-934-8045. But it gets great reviews, and I have heard from friends that it is really a fabulous event. So I think I might want I actually want to go to that. So I might see you there. The other thing I want to remind you about is April 19th. Put it on your calendar, 7 o'clock in the evening. Remember, Mary Hickenlooper proclaimed one book, one Denver, or one Denver, one book. I forget what it's called. Peace Like a River is the book, and a number of us are going to be leading discussion groups about the book, and I will be doing it on April the 19th. It's a Monday night, 7 p.m., Tattered Cover, Lodo, and that's at 16th and I think what, Wine Coop is I think the correct address. Tattered Cover, Lodo, 7 o'clock, April 19th. The public is invited. There is no charge for it, and I'd love to see you there. So if you want to look at the book, and we'll talk about the book, we're going to do that on April the 19th, and I'm also going to be doing a Zonta group on that following Saturday, I think April, I don't have the date in front of me, but I want to say April 24th. Zonta, those are writers, and I think this is in Jefferson County, and I did it last year. I sort of emceed the proceedings. They do a luncheon and a gathering once a year, and I'll be doing that again this year. So if you're part of that group or want to be, I'll be doing that the following Saturday, April, I want to say 24th, but I don't have the date in front of me. The other thing is, if you saw Penny Parker's column yesterday, and I got some nice ink from her, so she was talking about this ad campaign that we've got going, and if you've seen any of these ads, I want to hear from you, because they are running in one of the most unlikely of venues, and that is bathrooms throughout the Bay Area, restrooms of clubs and restaurants and so on, and the theme of the ad is Flush Rush. And you can listen to Enid Goldstein, noon to 3, Monday through Friday, and it's a hilarious ad. It's actually very good. But to, I think it's on, I don't know if it's on the door of stalls or if it's on the restroom, you know, condom dispenser or God knows what it is, but it's somewhere. And there are a lot of places, Brooklyn's, it's at Applebee's, Bennigan's, Black Angus, the Hornet. Let's see, where else? Oh, lots of places. The Hornet, let's see. Squeenies, Pesqueenies. Oh, it's one side is gone. Paramount Theater, Old Chicago, Outback. A lot of chain restaurants. We're in a lot of chain restaurants there, I guess. Shotgun Willie's, oh no. Where else? Hemingway's Grill, Jackson Sport Grill, which is nearby. Let's see. I've got five pages here of where it is located. So if you know, if you've seen it, I'm appearing in John's Everywhere, apparently. You can let me know about that. 303-382-1150. Well, I have lots of things to talk about today, so I think I'm going to make it a potpourri kind of a day. First of all, this is the one-year anniversary. We'll go with the top story here. I'm Anel Zawahiri. Here's the deal. Remember we talked yesterday. Fierce fighting. The fighting was so fierce that they think they must have a very high-value target, and that is Afghan-Pakistani border. But we don't really know for sure. So there have been lots of reports, and we thought it was a number two guy, and so far I haven't heard anything more, and nobody's brought in anybody, and that's that. So if there's anything to report there, I will let you know. But this is the one-year anniversary of going to war against Iraq, is it? I thought it was in March. What was it, March? What is today, March? Oh, we're still in March. I thought we were in April. Sorry about that. God, I'm so out of it. Isn't that horrible? Oh, I have to, before we get into this really serious stuff, I had dinner last night. This is why I'm so out of it. I had two glasses of wine, and that was it. I was destroyed. Le Centrale, go. If you haven't been there, it is really good. And the sign says affordable French. See, now we can't go anywhere. You can't eat French food anymore. You can't eat Spanish food anymore. You can't have paella. You can't have French fries. It's got to be freedom fries, remember? Because we're not talking to anybody. Does it occur to anybody that maybe we're the ones who are wrong on this issue of Iraq and everybody else could possibly be right? Well, there is a Le Centrale restaurant in San Francisco, and it's got a very different feel to it. It's got a big copper bar, and it's kind of fancy. And a friend suggested Le Centrale here. It's on 8th and maybe Lincoln. Does that sound about right, 8th and Lincoln? Well, and it says, the sign says, affordable French cuisine. Go in, and John Lendorf in his Denver Dining Guide, he says the thing you want to order, the moule and frites, which is mussels and French fries. I want to tell, and I ordered a salad because I thought, oh, you know, they don't ever give you too many mussels. And I couldn't believe it. They give you a huge thing of mussels. You can have all kinds of different sauces. And the French fries, they don't give you too many, which is good because I was a bad girl in Italy, and I'm trying to to be a better girl here, but I wasn't such a good girl last night. And I had a spinach salad with bacon, you know, warm bacon dress. Oh, it was really wonderful. And the prices were very, extremely modest for the quality of food that you get. So if you have a chance, I recommend it. And it wasn't full, but the food was terrific. And for a huge vat of mussels and fries, I think it was $7.95. It wasn't, and the salad was $3.50, which was really, I think, I mean, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to the prices, but I was really blown away because the quality of the food was very good, and the prices were very modest, and it's a little bit funky, and it was excellent. So I recommend Le Centrale. I had not heard much about it before, but go there if you have a chance. They did not show porn. Jordan asked me, did they show porn? Not that I was aware of. I was busily engaged in food porn, which was eating more than I should have if I wanted to lose a couple of ounces. 303-382-1150, Fabulous Friday. Robin on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you? This is Robin.
Hi, Robin. Good.
Just wanted to talk to you about the Denver March powwow.
Yeah.
I have gone for the last 30 years.
Have you gone every year for the last 30 years?
Every year for the last 30 years, and I've danced at it probably the last 6 years.
What tribe are you?
Northern Cheyenne.
Well, I have heard from friends that the March powwow is fabulous. Is that true?
It's fun. It really is fun.
What can we expect when we go besides?
What can you expect? You can expect to see vibrant colors. You can expect to see pride like you've never seen before in your life. You can expect to see tiny babies out there dancing their native dances in their native regalia.
And how are the adult dancers? I bet it's tough.
The adult dancers are professionals. The adult dancers give you goosebumps.
Give you good what?
Goosebumps.
Oh, they give you goosebumps.
Yes, they do.
Oh, wow.
The grand entries are extremely emotional. All I can say, it is a weekend of pride, and it's a different take on the typical stereotypical thing that people think of when they think of us as Native Americans.
Well, I've spent time. I went to Hopi and spent time living there for a bit, and so I have a great appreciation and a love for things Native American.
Wonderful.
So I'm always intrigued, and I know that many of these dances are really religious in origin, aren't they?
Yes.
So,
a lot of them are.
Yeah. So there's an additional level of meaning. Also, if people are into Native American craft, jewelry, pottery, so on, is
it's
any of that available at this?
150 to 175 vendors bring their art to the Denver March Powwow. And
is it juried, Robin? Can we trust that this stuff wasn't made in China and
yes,
that this
is
really?
Juried. It's not juried, but it is. Closely scrutinized prior to application.
Okay, so you can trust that you're not getting stuff
you're not
getting that
off.
You're not going to
exactly.
get ripped off. Okay, well this
exactly.
is wonderful. Well, I'm going to try and make it, and it's
well,
at the Coliseum.
My suggestion would be to go Saturday night. My invitation to everybody is Saturday night. That's when most everybody is in town, finally, and is registered. That's the biggest grand entry, and that's the biggest competition is Saturday night.
Saturday night.
You also have to have an Indian taco.
Okay. Is it mutton or fried bread?
No, it's fry bread. It's an Indian taco. It's fry bread with a taco on top.
Oh, it is.
It's wonderful. It's
okay.
Wonderful.
Oh, Robin, I'm trying to lose a couple ounces. I don't think that's
it's okay. Good. You don't lose weight over Denver March powwow, Enid.
All right, I'll consider that. How late does it go? Because I have to go to a Colorado Broadcast Association dinner on Saturday night.
About 10 o'clock at night.
It goes till 10. And
yes.
What are the hours on Sunday?
Sunday is grand entry is at 10 or 11 in the morning, and there is no stop whatsoever on Sunday. That's the final day of competition, and they compete until all the competition is done, and then the prizes are doled out. Normally, we get out of there 10:30, 11 o'clock on Sunday night.
Oh, so it goes that late on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for this information. I can't wait to go, Robin.
I look forward to hoping to see you there.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Venus. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Okay, it's been... I want to ask you this question before we go. I guess I'm having a hard time being serious today. The FCC has revisited Bono. Remember Bono got Golden Globe Award, and he dropped an F-bomb. He said, oh, this is effing wonderful or something, or brilliant or something, whatever his line was. And the FCC reviewed it at that time, or around that time, and they said it wasn't, since it didn't have anything to do with sex, it was okay, and he wasn't going to be fined, and it wasn't considered indecent. Well, now in the wake of the Janet Jackson flop, or silicone, or whatever we want to call it, the brahaha, they revisited the Bono deal, and they have decided that it was, in fact, indecent and profane, although they have not fined him. The FCC yesterday overruled its staff and declared that an expletive uttered by Bono on NBC last year was both indecent and profane at no extra charge. The agency made it clear that virtually any use of the F word was inappropriate for over-the-air radio and television. The F word is one of the most vulgar, graphic, and explicit descriptions of sexual activity in the English language, the commission said Thursday. The fact that the use of this word may have been unintentional is irrelevant. Well, it doesn't always, that F word doesn't always refer to sex. It has just become a verbal tic that to indicate that you are hip and that you are putting a strong emphasis on something. That really is what it amounts to most of the time. And the FCC says the fact that the use of this word may have been unintentional is irrelevant. It still has the same effect of exposing children to indecent language like they've never heard it before. The FCC declaration came as the commission also announced 3 indecency fines for radio broadcasts, 2 against Infinity, including 1 for a Howard Stern show, and one against a subsidiary of Clear Channel Communications. But the commissioners did not propose a fine for Bono's expletive during the 2003 Golden Globe Awards because, they said, they had never before said that virtually any use of the F word violated its rules. It's an after the fact, in the wake of Janet Jackson flap, looking back at something that they had already ruled on with Bono. They said it wasn't indecent, and now they say it is, and it was a year ago. Why are they doing this? What is this posturing all about? The real obscenity is going on in Iraq right now. People are still being bombed, civilians, Americans, you name it. And they are concentrating on Bono's F word. Please, I'd like your opinions about this. 303-382-1153. And Howard Stern, where have they been? Asleep for the last 10 or 15 years? Howard, this is an act that is so old and predictable now. Howard Stern has been pushing the envelope for a long time, and that's his complete shtick. And now the FCC, they once fined Howard Stern a lot of money, and Mel Karmazan really decided that that was the cost of, they fined his ownership, whatever, Infinity, I guess, a lot of money, and it was a while back, some years back. And I think Mel Karmazan, who then just ran Infinity before he got involved with Viacom and Sumner Redstone, it was the cost of doing business. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars, as I recall. So why suddenly this, looking at Bono, do we have our obscenities right? Everybody's focused on Janet Jackson's nipple, which, remember, even when they stripped away her clothes, when she had that wardrobe malfunction, no one actually saw her nipple or her breast. And I have seen dresses cut a lot lower than that and exposing a lot more than that on the Academy Awards and other awards shows. You didn't see anything because she had jewelry on over the critical nipple, Napoleonic area. 303-382-1150. So you didn't see it. You only saw anything for a millisecond, and it was jewelry. That was it. She had a pasty, the equivalent of a pasty. But that pushed everybody over the edge. And instead of concentrating on the obscenity of what is going on in the White House and politically and the war in Iraq and an unthought through, a not well thought through occupation, we're concentrating on something that happened a year ago that the FCC already ruled on. They said Bono's expletive was not indecent, which I thought was the right decision. 303-382-1150. So why are they dragging us through it all over again? They're not going to fine him. It's just posturing. More posturing. Richard in Westminster. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I think that we ought to clean up the airwaves and we ought to clean up sports and a lot of other things. It doesn't hurt. Janet Jackson may have set it off, and there's a lot of things that were worse, but that doesn't make it right.
Okay, so how do you want to see sports cleaned up? What do you mean about sports? How does that need cleaning up?
Oh, well, Romanowski, when he spit in that ref's face, I think they ought to have barred him from sports the rest of his life. We don't need to see that kind of thing. Young kids are watching that stuff, and they just don't need to see that stuff.
Well, what about MTV? They're seeing everything on MTV.
Exactly. I don't think it's right.
And on cable, you can see, I was, listen, let me tell you something. I subscribed when I first started with HBO, and I only did it for The Sopranos because I think it's the best thing on television. I was surfing one night, and I couldn't believe it. They have explicit, it's like a porn channel sometimes. There is explicit sex that they show, and it's funny, but it's explicit and hardcore, and I thought, oh, I didn't know this was on HBO. I was amazed.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to put the genie back in the bottle.
You're talking about something you pay to watch, and that's fine. You can pay and watch it whatever you
What's
want.
What's the difference? You can turn off your television set. You have the same option. You don't like it, shut it off. Don't tell me what I can watch and what I can't watch. Don't buy the book.
Public airways that you're not paying for, I don't think it ought to be.
All right.
I think that you're entitled to buy whatever you want. You can buy Playboy Channel or whatever, but you don't have to broadcast it over the general airways.
So you don't think the on-off switch is sufficient?
No.
Okay, Richard, you and I disagree on this one. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Jeff in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, how you doing?
Doing well.
I want to say, number one, I think it's funny that you can you cannot write the word or say the word, but you can say the S word or print, you know, S, asterisk, asterisk, T or whatever. So you can't verbally say it, but... You know, the point is still there. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And you can say you can say in print and on the radio the F word, or you can say effing, but you can't include three other letters into it when everybody knows what you're talking about. I mean, I think it's very prissy and very dumb.
That's right. And I wanted to also comment on the Janet Jackson nipple.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw a close-up picture, but the ornament was actually more covering, if I can be anatomical here, the areola, and the nipple actually did poke through the ornament.
You know, Jeff, I saw those pictures. You had to be looking at it with a microscope. Is that actually true?
It's the power of the internet. You know, you blow it up and you really get a good look. Send me it all. I love it, but that's the fact of the matter.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for this anatomical recreation. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
If you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, stop by McDonald Automotive Group today, located on Broadway just north of Arapahoe Road. McDonald Automotive, the region's largest selection of certified pre-owned imports.
So yesterday, I was looking at houses online, and all of a sudden, bam, a pop-up window selling pizza took over my computer screen. I can't deal with pepperoni at a time like this, not when I'm trying to find a house.
Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage reduces your house hunting anxiety with online resources that offer detailed information at the local level. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
It's time to get your Goodyear. Get to your local Goodyear retailer now through April 10th for the Goodyear Spring Driving Days Tire Sale. You'll find sale prices on some of the most popular Goodyear passenger, performance, and light truck tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to $75 free gas. Mail-in offer ends April 10th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to $75 free gas, don't miss a beat. Get your Goodyears today.
Chris Alice, sounds romantic. It's the latest in lens treatments. Your plastic lenses will not scratch and are glare-proof. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. For night driving, computers, movie theaters, and more, ask for Chris Alice. The difference is bright lights and blur or clarity. You choose. When trusting International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard, you will always find the latest in lens technology and one of the largest selections of eyewear in Denver. We are so excited to be celebrating our 9th anniversary. Call to set your annual eye exam with Dr. Sogel Kelly and select that perfect new frame and lenses. Reach for any of our star frames and pay $44 when you purchase prescription lenses. And don't forget to ask for Crizal Alize. Seeing is a wonderful gift. It's time to see International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard to help select a fabulous frame and new lenses. See you soon.
AM 1150 KNRC and Desi Cortez live. Sunday mornings at 10, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series asks if filing criminal charges against the Canuck player who attacked the Colorado Avalanche's Steve Moore is appropriate. Hockey has a reputation as a violent game, largely because of the fights that often break out. This attack was reportedly in retribution for a previous incident, and some level of violence was anticipated by the media and fans. Should a player who was following the spirit, if not the rules of the game, be severely punished for his actions? Or should critical injury be an acceptable risk of a sport that seems to encourage violence? What do you think? Join host Greg Dobbs and a panel of Coloradans to debate this issue and more on Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 8:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Join the discussion online anytime at the Colorado State of Mind Discussion Board at rmpbs.org. Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 8:30 only on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Stay with KNRC right after Style Matters from noon to 2 this Saturday for a brand new show called Food Talk with Jim Conder. Jim will host a 2-hour romp in the field of great food and drink. Interesting guests, delectables, food news, specialty foods, interesting food, food history, recipes, cuisines, cooking tips, and of course, restaurants. Food Talk with Jim Conder, KNRC's new food and restaurant forum. Saturdays noon to 2 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are lower at this hour with the Dow Jones Industrial Average off 28 points, the NASDAQ off almost 4. Another volatile session today as investors reposition their portfolios for what's known as triple witching. That's when options and futures contracts expire. Jurors in the Tyco trial heard an explanation of the phrase criminal intent today from the judge. They then resumed deliberating the fate of Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Schwartz, the two former Tyco executives accused of looting their firm to the tune of $600 million. Former Utah Senator Jake Garn is suing the life insurance division of Conseco. Garn has filed a class action lawsuit alleging that Conseco Life forced clients to pay drastically higher premiums on certain life policies or to surrender them for cash value in order to bolster Conseco's troubled finances. Company officials deny those charges. And Coca-Cola is withdrawing its Dasani bottled water from sale in Britain after finding higher than permitted levels of a chemical. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event, with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock. From the brand new limited edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big sales event. It ends soon, so think big and fast. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on taxes. When comparing tax advantages, how a mutual fund is managed matters. What to watch for? Turnover. Funds that turn over a lot can mean higher taxes. Tax-managed funds that stay the course? Less churning in your stomach. Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
More opinions than you can keep track of. Stay with AM 1150 KNRC as newsmakers comment on the news. A daily feature at 7:07 a.m. and 5:07 p.m. with Senators John Andrews and Mark Hillman, Representative Andrew Romanoff, and former Colorado Governor Dick Lamb. Another exclusive feature here from AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:33 on a fabulous Friday. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. If anyone does a pop quiz and asks you what you're listening to, what are you listening to? Do you know that it's AM 1150 KNRC? I hope you do, and I hope you tell all your friends. Jordan just made this really interesting suggestion, Jordan Lyles, who keeps us on the air. We're talking about the FCC revisiting the Bono decision. They decided that his use of the F word when he accepted the Golden Globe Award about a year ago was not indecent or profane. And in the wake of the Janet Jackson flap, they have revisited it. They're not fining him, but now it's indecent and it is profane, even though they ruled at the time that it had nothing, it wasn't being used sexually. It was being simply used as a point of exclamation. Jordan is asking this question. He says, is the pendulum, you know, with the Passion of Christ, for example, which has been called homoerotic, it's like almost like a porn film, some critics have said, where there's a lot of pounding and throbbing in the money shot. With films like the Passion of Christ, is the pendulum swinging back to the 50s in a way of being goody-goody and prissy? And I would add something else to that question, and that is it that the pendulum is swinging back, or is it that a handful of conservative religious fundamentalists are calling the shots and the FCC is jumping how high? That, because it is a very conservative group that has pounded the FCC to revisit Bono and other things. And in the wake of the Janet Jackson incident, maybe now the FCC had the cover to go back there and sat it. So I think, I am asking, because I think that it's a small number of people driving these decisions that are going to make us be in the 1950s again. At the same time, you have more pornography for sale in this country, what is euphemistically referred to as adult entertainment. It's number, the biggest purveyor, the biggest pornographer in America is AT&T. These big corporations that distribute, you can get this stuff. Huge purveyors. They don't make a big deal out of it. They don't really want you to know this. But huge blue chip corporations are huge purveyors of pornography because they're involved in the circulation and distribution. And adult entertainment makes more money than every other form of entertainment combined. I mean, it's huge. It's massive. So clearly there's a taste for it. Clearly people want to pay for it. And then you have this hardcore handful of people who are very politically active. They get the phones to ring. They are relentless in pounding the FCC and every other group that they want to jump to their tune. And you have this kind of censorship going on. So it looks like that divide between the reds and the blues. But I think the conservative people driving it are just more aggressive. I don't know that there are huge numbers of them. What do you think about this? 303-383-1150. What do you think about this thesis that I have going here and that Jordan suggested? Don in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
How you doing, Enid?
Doing well, Don.
As usual, this is a diversionary tactic by the government, man, to get us from looking at the more serious problems that affect humanity, like, for instance,
the greater obscenities, such as the war.
Yeah, but just say, for instance, today headline news that Coca-Cola is pulling all of their water, the Dasani water. You know, and if you can't drink so-called bottled water, spring water, whatever, what do you think is coming out of your tap? And back when Clinton was president, you know, they found out that, you know, arsenic was in the water and the government was trying to cover that up and hide it. Michael Moore put it in his book, Stupid White Man. So, you know, whenever it's a world crisis going on, notice some entertainer is in the news. Martha Stewart, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Lacey Peterson, Scott Peterson. And these are the type of images that CNN, CNBC, and Fox News want us to focus on rather than the real issues out there. And what's so crazy about it, man, the American people are so stupid. I mean, that's the only way you can say it is, you know, we're so stupid, we buy into it. You know, any time that American Idol worship is the number one TV show on TV, you know, that lets you know that we, as a civilization, we're falling.
You know what? You make some really good points, Don, and I thank you for doing it. 303-382-1150, Alex on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, you know, I was just calling about the FCC, where they're saying what's inappropriate. I have a question. When are your adverse political beliefs going to be inappropriate content, and when are they going to put you off the air? I mean, do we see a future of, if you don't believe what the administration believes at the time, that you'll be removed and fined?
Well, that's always the fear, isn't it? That, you know, that you're going to be censored for saying or thinking or doing what isn't part of the party line. I don't see that happening anytime soon. But with this crowd, you don't know. If you begin to criticize, which is a fine old democratic tradition, and I mean democratic small d, they say that you are an appeaser, or they say that you're not patriotic, or that you're not supporting the troops, or that you're helping the enemy. And I think that's how they also control the dialogue. But I think it's an excellent question, Alex. Thanks for asking it. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 12:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 74 degrees. Let's check traffic now with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Denver Post, and still working that bad accident northbound I-25 at Hampton. A rollover's got two right lanes blocked off. Going to see backups all the way back to Dry Creek, as well as seeing some slowing southbound 225 as well. We do have that power outage, 6th and Santa Fe, which is really causing problems as well. In that area, treat any intersection as a four-way stop. Sunday's daily deal is $1 off a gasoline purchase at participating Shell stations. Look for it on the weather page in Sunday's Denver Post. Start your day with the daily deal. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
Later this afternoon, we'll find out how Denver teachers voted on a proposed new salary system. The new salary system would be based on student performance rather than the current system, which is based on length of service. The results of that vote will be announced this afternoon at 2. This report brought to you by Xantrex 3. Police have arrested a Lakewood woman who's suspected of mail theft in Wheat Ridge. 37-year-old Kelly Handy was arrested yesterday, faces multiple charges of third-degree burglary and theft. Firefighters have gotten a Larimer County grass fire about 75% contained. The fire, about 50 miles northwest of Fort Collins, started about midnight. The U.S. Forest Service, meanwhile, has canceled a prescribed burn that had been scheduled today for an 800-acre southeast of Bailey. What's the number one diet pill in America? Xantrex 3, rapid weight loss, incredible energy, and one amazing super pill. Xantrex 3, at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 1241.
The top names in news are NBC. ABC and CNN.
Guess what? We've got them both.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Tom DeLappa.
And I'm Walter Chow.
We're inviting you to get deeper into movies at Madstone Theaters at Tamarack Square as Madstone kicks off its new Premiere Picks series.
Six critically acclaimed films making their Denver premiere over the course of 6 weeks.
You know, Walter, this week the series opens up with The American Astronaut.
The American Astronaut, I love this film. It's a sci-fi musical and it's just brilliant. It's a little bit of Harlan Ellison, Dr. Strangelove, Darkstar, and even Busby Berkeley.
I'm not sure I agree with you. I thought if Andy Warhol ever made a movie with Ed Wood, this might have been the result.
I guess we should let KNRC listeners decide for themselves.
You're right, so make sure you don't miss this movie. And then come tell Walter and me what you think. We'll be at Madstone Theaters every Saturday night leading a free discussion of the premiere pick film of the week.
The American Astronaut runs from March 19th through the 25th only at Madstone. For showtimes and information about the premiere pick series, call 303-752-3255 or visit MadStoneTheaters.com.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We have a few morning clouds out there, but then a mostly sunny day, windy. Those winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, our high 80. Mostly clear for tonight, some gusty winds continuing down to 42. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 65. And Sunday, just a few clouds and a high of 60, but still above our average of 54. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150, KNRC.
Partly cloudy, 74 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock, or when it breaks, on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Irvin.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Holy moly, 1244 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am looking. My eyeballs cannot remove themselves from the visage of Tammy Faye Baker Messner. I have never seen mascara used in quite that way. It is like, what do you want to call it? I can't think of, mascara as its own art form is amazing. As somebody once said, if you want to know where Jimmy Hoffa's buried, it's under Tammy Faye's makeup somewhere. Oh, wow. She's visually arresting. Well, we're talking about some other arresting topics here. We are talking about the FCC revisiting the Bono decision. Is the pendulum swinging to you can't say anything anymore? Is it that the national agenda is being hijacked by a handful of religious fundamentalist conservatives who don't want you to say anything, keep pounding the FCC, keep pounding all kinds of official governmental bodies, pound the TV stations, the networks, and so forth until they get what they want, driven by a handful of people, rather like the Colorado deal where here you have a person who appears to be homophobic driving the whole business about sex ed, and you have to now opt in if your kids are taught, quote, alternative lifestyles, even though you already have to opt in on whether you want your kids taught about sex education in school. So the FCC caving into this pressure, or maybe there's a cultural moment where Janet Jackson's almost revelation of a nipple pushes everything over the edge. They have revisited the Bono decision, and they are calling it indecent now, overruling their own staff. What do you think? What does this indicate? 303-382-1150. Are we going back to the 1950s? Is that is that what's happening here? Vin, calling from Santa Fe. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I'm glad I finally got to tune into your show live here.
Well, I'm delighted. Are you listening on the net?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. And how did you find this? Just surfing?
No, I actually found you on White Rose Society. I was listening to archives, and then I figured out how to find the station.
Oh, thank you so much. KNRCradio.com is the way to do it.
My pleasure. I think you're exactly right. I made the mistake of tuning into the Michael Reagan show yesterday driving home, and they had a guest host, a Christian host, who was pushing the passion as indeed a lever to return Hollywood to the 50s golden age of religious films. And he was basically trying to convince people, I think, with a Christian bent, to become more sympathetic to this, you know, to this whole viewpoint, and ultimately to obviously this bunch of crooks in Washington, D.C. You know, and he's getting all these callers. George Bush is a Christian man, and that's why I support him. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, every time he moves his lips, he lies. That's a Christian man for you.
Exactly right. I'm with you on this. I was listening to some, surfing last night as I was driving and listening to radio. I wanted to get some music. And I came upon a Christian music station, and it suddenly just hit me, and I thought, you know, if there were a Jewish music station, A, I don't know if anybody would listen, and B, everybody would be really bent out of shape about it. But you have all these designations, the religious designations about music or talk, Christian music. I don't know.
It's categorize and isolate, I think.
Yeah, it's a way to be more divisive.
Absolutely.
Can't we all, in the words of what's his name, can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
Vin, thank you very much for the call. I hope you'll call us again.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. 303-382-1150. Kevin calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kevin.
I want to talk about just what you're talking about, but I will hope you will oblige me. And after we finish that, before you cut me off, we could visit on a different topic just for a moment. Would you allow me to do
that?
Well,
tell me what you want to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about the obscenity thing. I mean, I agree with you that it is a handful of right-wing religious zealots who are trying to refight the battles that have all already been fought. And, you know, we've come a long way since the 1950s. Supposedly, we've learned a lot of lessons. We've had Supreme Court rulings. We've had famous figures like Lenny Bruce and George Carlin challenge these crazy notions. And yet, like you say, we're seeing a handful of kooks trying to, refight these battles and steal these rights away from us again.
As though you can legislate morality.
Exactly. And by the same token, they go after the things that they think they can shape. They go after opinions. They go after expression. But yet they don't go after, like you mentioned, the pornography industry is a huge industry. Well, you don't see them going after that. And this is kind of ironic because it's the Republican way of life, of course, to protect anything that makes somebody a buck. You know, don't you find that a little interesting?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, the other thing I wanted to mention, if you'll oblige me, and I know you agree with this, and I hope you can, broadcast this all day long, is this is, of course, the anniversary of the illegal invasion of Iraq today. And I'm watching a bunch of yahoos drive around town in pickup trucks and motorcycles with big American flags flying behind them as if they're saying, go America, you know, invade foreign nations.
Where are you seeing this? Are you seeing this on TV? Or are you seeing it in downtown Denver?
I'm seeing it driving around. I drive around Denver. I was just up on Sheridan, out by Sheridan and Jewell, and I just saw three vehicles, big flags. One of them was a motorcycle. One was a pickup truck. The pickup truck had two American flags and a Colorado flag, and, you know, they're all brand new. They're doing this, obviously, just for today. But I wanted you to mention that tomorrow, starting at the Auroria campus at 11 a.m., is a march to commemorate the anniversary of this illegal invasion and to call for the end of the occupation of Iraq. And this is something that you can put the word out to all your listeners.
This is tomorrow at the Auroria campus. What time?
11 a.m.
Where?
And there's going to be a
Where on campus?
I have to apologize. I don't have the specific location, but if you make it to the Auroria campus, I'm sure you're going to find
it. You'll find out where it is. Kevin,
Please broadcast that all you can today.
All right.
I will appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. 303-382-1150. Larry in Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Larry. Larry, are you there? Nope, Larry is gone. Dale on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Dale. Welcome.
Hi, Enid. I love your show.
Thank you.
I found it surfing through the dial looking for something other than Rush.
How long ago did you find us?
About 2 months ago. I've been listening to you every day since then.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, actually, I've gotten through a couple times.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I'm delighted that you listen. Thank you. Tell your friends.
Yes, I do. I do. I wanted to try to put out an idea that even though this is the anniversary of the Iraq War, it's not the anniversary of the 9/11 War, and we actually have two wars going here. We have the war that Al-Qaeda started, and they should be hunted down like dogs. And the second war is Iraq, which George Bush started, and
Now that you mention it, he started more than one war. He didn't only start the war against Iraq. There is another war that is being waged simultaneously, and that's the war against American citizens. And I think the chief dispatcher, the chief head of that war, or the head of that war, is John Ashcroft. And I think they have begun to view the American public as in an adversarial relationship. It's like they'll tell you anything. In fact, I got a great email from one of you, which I'll share. It's going around the net about heaven and hell. Has anybody heard that one?
No, huh?
Oh, let me see if I can dig it up. It's here someplace, because if I try to do this from memory, I'll mess it up. But it's that they'll promise you everything while they're courting you, and the minute they have your vote, that's the end of it. So I believe that a simultaneous war is being waged against Americans, a war on censorship, a war that compromises our privacy, that views us as the enemy when we're going onto airplanes and so on. Instead of going after the people who are the real terrorists, they are diverting their tactics.
I agree, and I'm very worried about it, and I hope this election will correct that.
All right, Dale, are you going to be working in some way? Are you going to send a check to try to unseat Bush, or are you going to volunteer in some way?
I've donated some money, and I hope to do more.
Okay. If you can get out and help register voters or do whatever needs to be done or come up with good ideas, because the Democrats have been among the nearly comatose around here, and they're waking up finally, and I hope they have got it together. Because you've got a Senate race that I think could go to Democrats here in Colorado, and who knows what else could happen.
Well, I think we really have a chance, but we have to be careful about being against the war when there's two of them going on or more, like you say.
Dale, I thank you for the call. Also, somebody emailed me today. MSNBC apparently has some sort of a poll going, and 2-1, it's in favor of John Kerry. I guess it's not very scientific, but I thought that it was interesting. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Only at Albertsons. Receive $159.99 in free groceries when you purchase a GE chest freezer. While supplies last. See store for details. Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
First, I worked as a lumberjack. I just couldn't hack it, so they gave me the axe. Now I'm working in a deli, and I just can't cut the mustard.
Are you in a dead-end job or looking for a new career? Hi, my name is Jan Dion, clinical nurse specialist and part owner of Medical Massage Therapy and Associates. In just 8 months, you can become a certified massage therapist at our Medical Massage Therapy School. This is a career that's in demand. A certified massage therapist can make up to $25,000 a year right after graduation. We guarantee individual attention with a 1-to-6 student-to-teacher ratio. The hands-on clinical experience we offer will prepare you for this exciting new career. Our next class begins April 5th, so call today at 303-316-8222. The space is limited, so don't wait. Call Medical Massage Therapy and Associates School of Massage at 303-316-8222 or go to our website at mmta.info.
Start the engine and step on the gas. Some people think that's all there is to driving. Others know better. They know heat and traffic stress every part of your engine. These people know today's complex engines work harder and run hotter, so they need serious protection. These people use Castrol GTX motor oil. It provides the maximum protection against viscosity and thermal breakdown. So use Castrol GTX. Oil as advanced as your engine.
Did you know that more than 40% of U.S. troops deployed overseas as first responders are from the National Guard? They have left their families and jobs to defend our country. But what happens when they return? Cuts in federal funding have eliminated programs to help returning soldiers to continue their education. But you can help. The Colorado National Guard has established a fund to help those soldiers when they return home. Mail your tax-exempt donation to the National Guard Education Foundation, P.O. Box 440-899, Aurora, Colorado, 80044. For more information, call 303-667-8888.
Talk to Jimmy Lakey.
Let's go to the phones. We got some winners. Here's what I need you to do. You got to tell me who you switched from and why. Marie in Denver, she's won a gift back. Marie, welcome to the program. Who'd you switch from and why?
I switched from KOA, and I just like a different perspective, and you guys furnish that.
Let's go to Tracy. Tracy, welcome into the program.
Hi.
Hi, who'd you switch from and why?
KL.
How come?
I get tired of hearing them talk about the same thing every single morning.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNIC. Told us you needed more traffic reports during the morning and afternoon commute, and we listened. AM 1150 KNRC now provides you traffic reports at least five times each hour during mornings and afternoons. After all, we are the third worst traffic city in America. AM 1150 KNRC.
Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:57 on a fabulous Friday in Denver. It isn't quite as sunny, but you know, I'm hearing weather reports that was supposed to be 80 degrees today. I don't think it's that high. I don't, it was not, but it's lovely. Oh, yeah, global warming will be dead in 5 minutes, but it's nice while it lasts. 303-322-1150. Lee, calling from Colorado Springs. You're live with Enid.
How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Lee.
Just kind of curious about what, I don't know how to interpret this, but there seems to be kind of a racial issue to this, too. Because on Univision on Saturday nights, now this is broadcast TV, this isn't on the cable necessarily, They typically, the guy will have a beauty contest, it's a variety show, and he has the girls wearing thongs constantly on these things. So they're very underdressed, and then they have, like, talent contests where they wiggle their cheeks and stuff like this. And that's kind of, like, pretty bizarre.
So what's your – well, this is all – if you're just tuning in, why are we talking about this? This is in the face of the FCC revisiting the Bono decision of about a year ago. So what's your point about this, Lee? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I just kind of question because maybe, like, the religious right don't watch Spanish TV.
And they don't know what's – because they don't speak Spanish, some of them?
Maybe, or – maybe because they feel they're a subculture or something. I don't know. You tell me, because this is on broadcast. This is on over-the-air, which is FCC-controlled, totally. You know,
I don't know. I don't know what to say about it, although I'm glad you've brought it to our attention, and I thank you. But the only thing I can think of here is that the conservative right, it's never a question of if you don't like something, just turn it off. they want you never to have the option to turn it off or turn it on in the first place. So they're going to patrol what you can see and what you can't see. And in their little pea brains, God bless them, they believe that if we have laws and we have fines for indecency, it's going to go back to Ozzie and Harriet Land of the 1950s. And you can't legislate this stuff. What are you going to do? Have AT&T not be the biggest purveyor of pornography in the country? I mean, adult entertainment outsells everything else. Apparently, there's a taste for it. I wouldn't be buying it, but a lot of other people are. You go to hotel rooms, and it's right there. You make it, you know, you pay for it, you have it on you. So it's a lot of money involved, and they are living in Ozzie and Harriet Land in a kind of fantasy alternative reality that if you can get the FCC to fine Howard Stern and Bono, that all will be well again. What do you think? Two more hours of Enid right here on AM 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNIC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan at the White House. New explosions hit central Baghdad today. Sirens were sounded briefly in the Green Zone, where the U.S.-led coalition headquarters is located. General Peter Pace of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says there will be more attacks in Iraq. Pace says terrorists will lash out as the June 30th deadline approaches for the transfer of power to the Iraqis. Secretary of State Colin Powell made a surprise visit to Baghdad today, where he spoke to troops on this, the first anniversary of the start of the Iraq War.
You can be very proud of what you and your buddies have done. And let no one ever tell you otherwise. Be proud of yourself.
Dallas authorities, meantime, are trying to figure out how a 350-pound gorilla escaped from the Dallas Zoo. The ape attacked several people before police killed it. One of the victims, who is just 3 years old, is in critical condition. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
Hi there.
It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event, with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock. From the brand new limited edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big sales event. It ends soon, so think big and fast. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on what makes one IRA different from another. With retirement lasting 20 to 30 years, the IRA with lower fees and expenses may leave you with more to retire on. It's one simple way to help make sure your IRA nest egg gives you the comfort of a nest without the worry of the egg. Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 74 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Time for us to check traffic with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Quest, and we got a vehicle on fire westbound Boulder Turnpike at the Foothills Parkway. Watch for that. Still working a bad accident northbound I-25 before Hampton, backed up all the way back to Dry Creek. We do have an accident at 6th and Santa Fe. We had one. The lights are out that location. Treat that as a four-way stop. And we got a bit of a problem at the Colorado right at 23rd with an injury accident. For choice and flexibility, get Quest Choice home, phone, and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. 1-866-4BEST-4U or Quest.com. Restrictions apply. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
In local news, a Lakewood woman suspected of mail theft in Wheat Ridge has been delivered to the Jefferson County Jail. Police spokeswoman Lisa Stiegel explains how the suspect operated.
It seems as though she just would walk the street and get into people's mailboxes.
37-year-old Kelly Janine Handy was arrested yesterday when she went to the police station to pick up property, her property that is, that had been booked into safekeeping after a previous arrest. Before she left, she went into the restroom and put on a disguise. A detective noticed her new appearance, followed her, and watched as she walked down the street, helping herself to approximately 30 pieces of other people's mail. She faces multiple charges of third-degree burglary and theft. This report being brought to you by the Rocky Mountain News. The U.S. Forest Service says that a wayward campfire caused a fire that is burning in Larimer County near Red Feather Lakes, about 50 miles northwest of Fort Collins. Firefighters have gotten the fire about 75% contained. The fire broke out about midnight. Meanwhile, the U.S. Forest Service says because of a red flag warning, they have canceled a prescribed burn that had been scheduled for today on an 800-acre southeast of Bailey. Terry McCann of the U.S. Forest Service describes what a red flag warning means.
They're based on a number of different factors, the humidities, wind, wind levels, and other factors. And so anytime you do have a red flag warning, the conditions are can be quite dangerous.
McCann says that anyone heading to the foothills or the high country needs to be aware of the potential for fire that currently exists. Denver teachers voted yesterday on a proposal to change their salary system to one based on student performance as opposed to the current longevity-based system. Science teacher Michael Scherer says that paying teachers based on student performance puts those teachers who don't administer CSAP tests at a financial disadvantage.
Those people won't be getting, as part of their salary, the CSAP, the reward for achievement on the CSAP. And that concerned me because there's a tremendous, not tremendous, but there's a disparity then.
The results of yesterday's vote will be announced at a press conference this afternoon at 2. Colorado college students can breathe a little easier now that the Legislative Joint Budget Committee has decided to trim a proposed 40% tuition hike to only 1.1%. Revenue figures released earlier this week gave budget writers more money than they counted on, according to committee members. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are in Detroit tonight to play the Pistons. Pistons hammered the Nuggets 97-66 when they last got together earlier this month. Colorado Rockies get back to work today after having yesterday off. Rocks play the Kansas City Royals at High Corbett Field in Tucson, with that game just getting underway. Saturday's Daily Deal is buy one, get one free at the Denver Center Theater Company. Look for it on page 2 in Saturday's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the Daily Deal. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
To be the most listened to station in Colorado.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Well, the dividend, that golfing noise.
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live. Can we talk about your beauty salon? Are you sick of paying high prices, dealing with snooty people, and searching endlessly for parking?
We can solve your problem. Try Salon Mercedes, conveniently located at I-25 and Orchard. You'll feel at home with the friendly staff. I know I do. Enjoy plenty of free parking, reasonable prices, and unlike many salons, Salon Mercedes is open Mondays. Call 303-741-0606 for an appointment.
They're highly trained, experienced staff always gives great service. Salon Mercedes is the only Denver salon designated elite by Creative Nails Design, the top nail care company in the country.
Hairstylists use the best color line from Europe. The salon carries Bumble and Bumble and Pureology hair products and the Yonka Paris skincare line.
Salon Mercedes, located at I-25 and Orchard. Open Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 7, Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Gift certificates available. 303-741-0606.
Salon Mercedes, so close to you.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. With the incredible warmth, we're on par today with Orlando, Florida. So it's like taking a vacation without even leaving home. With the mix of sun and clouds, we'll top out around 80 or so for our high today. Our overnight lows tonight will be in the lower 40s. It is still going to be windy, though. And as we move on into the weekend, cooler but still very pleasant on Saturday with a high of 68. Cooler still on Sunday with highs in the upper 50s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy, 74 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And in the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by two reviewers who will be talking about what's going on at the Madstone Theaters. Film critics Tom DeLappa and Walter Chaw. So we'll be talking films in the 2 o'clock hour. We're also going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Blythe Spirit. And if you can go, that will be a week from this Saturday, March the 27th. 1:30 p.m. It's a matinee performance. It's Noel Coward's play, Blythe Spirit. The tickets are worth about $70, I think. So, actually, why don't we give those away right now? Let's do that right now, this second. You be the sixth caller, 303-382-1150, and you will win a pair of tickets to Blythe Spirit. It's, you have to go March 27th. It's a matinee performance, so it's a week from tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon. And it's a no, it's at the Space Theater at the DCPA, and it is 14th and Curtis, roughly. And you need to be the sixth caller to win the tickets. I think we have a winner. I think we've got a winner. Okay, here we go. And the tickets are worth $70, and whoever wins, congratulations to you. And I know that Todd will let me know who has been the winner. So that's great. And tonight at 11:49 p.m., some heads up on what's going on. Spring starts tonight at 11:49 p.m., apparently. The first day of spring, so spring begins, spring is springing, and we're going to be changing our clocks when? Next month, I guess. Not yet. In a while. So then we have to. Then I have to figure out how to do that all over again. Sometimes I don't bother with certain clocks because I haven't figured it out. Today is also the first anniversary of the war. It's 1 year. That was a fast year. Remember, it happened during the blizzard last year, and now it's supposed to be, or we're supposed to be about 80 degrees today. I don't think it's that high, but Hans Blix says something that I was begging you, I was pleading with you, I said it before we went to war, that this will only act as a magnet for every jihadist in the neighborhood. And here's what Hans Blix has said. The invasion of Iraq, he says he believes that it has worsened the terror threat, not ameliorated it. The invasion of Iraq has polarized the Middle East and may have worsened the threat of terrorism, according to Hans Blix. Remember them? Former United Nations weapons inspector, on a tour of the U.S. to talk about his new book, Disarming Iraq, Blix criticized President Bush, George W. Dickey Bush, and Prime Minister Tony Blair for engaging in a witch hunt to justify the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq 1 year ago. In a speech that he gave that was sponsored by the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations, he listed the negatives he believes have resulted from the war. Number one, polarized societies in the Middle East. Number two, a rift in NATO. Number three, damage to the UN Security Council. And number four, no easing in the threat of terrorism. Terrorism threat has not abated, Hans Blix said. Asked to expand on his comments in light of the March 11 train bombings in Spain that killed more than 200, Blix said it's clearly an increase in terrorism. It was Al-Qaeda or some related terrorist movement trying to tell states that they should not participate in the actions in Iraq, he said. Blix said that his task of seeking weapons of mass destruction in Iraq was undermined by the Bush and Blair governments, which probably knew they were exaggerating the threat to justify the invasion. The war was more punitive than preemptive, he said. Apart from removing Saddam from power, Blix said that he didn't see any benefit at all from the invasion and was skeptical of U.S. claims that Libya's subsequent decision to disarm was based on a fear that it could be next. Libya's been trying to disarm to the U.S. for about 5 or 10 years, I believe. What bothered Blix most was the manipulation of intelligence on Iraq and the lack of support for the weapons inspections process and the U.N. in general. They are politicians, and we understand the need for hype, but still, as citizens, as voters, we want critical thinking. We want sincerity, not advertising hype, he said. Blix said that the UN could play a key role in a fight against terrorism. First of all, the struggle against terrorism must be multilateral, and I think the U.S. realizes that. This is not just an alliance of the willing of big industrial states, but must have the rest of the world behind it. Well, some in Bush's coalition of the willing are suddenly losing their will. 36 countries that are contributing military forces in Iraq appear suddenly to be losing some of their will to be part of the coalition of the willing, or as I've always referred to them, the coalition of the arm-twisted or the coalition of the unwilling. First, Spain said it was getting out. Then Poland said it might leave early. And today, the South Korean Ministry of Defense announced that it will not send its troops to the area of Iraq that U.S. commanders had requested, although it said it would position them elsewhere in Iraq. The coalition may not be crumbling, but neither is it gaining the political traction that the Pentagon had hoped for as it tackles a difficult task of finding fresh forces for the Iraq mission in 2005 and beyond. All right, it's been 1 year. Are we safer? You know, here's the president proclaiming we're safer, and then here's all these more bombings in Iraq, more explosions going off. I mean, it's a terrible situation there. Are we safer? Do you think we're safer? Are you glad that we went into Iraq? Were you for it a year ago, and are you against it now? Were you for it a year ago, and are you still for our presence in Iraq? 303-382-1150. Does the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction found or likely to be found undermine your faith in this administration? 303-382-1150. And the question is being asked, is Bush going to be a casualty of war? The president believes the Iraq war will help him win re-election, but the latest Baghdad bombings and new voter polls suggest that he could become its victim. He could become a casualty of the war in Iraq. As Cheney took the stage for a previously scheduled speech at the Ronald Reagan Library in California, and I mentioned this too as it was happening, one half of CNN's split screen was showing rescuers pulling bodies from the rubble in Baghdad. On Thursday, yesterday, Dickey himself traveled to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to trumpet his administration's success in the war on terror on the eve of the anniversary of the beginning of the war. Tomorrow, Bush is going to hold his first full-fledged political rally of the election year in, of all states, Florida. But what is being said is that the polls are not so favorable to Bush right now. And he could become a casualty of the war. What do you think? 303-382-1150. How do you feel about us? Are we safer a year later? Was this the right thing to do? The coalition of willing are suddenly losing their will. And the report is that 660 have been killed in suicide attacks since the war began. Thousands of people in Iraq have suffered from suicide bombings. Was unknown. That phenomenon was unknown until after the U.S. came in and toppled Saddam Hussein's regime. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Ronan, Anasel, hi, you're live with Enid. Have I pronounced your name correctly? Hello?
Hello.
Are you Ronan?
Yeah, this is Ronan.
Hi, Ronan. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I just think Bush is being stupid. I mean, it's just like we bombed their country because, what's his name? Saddam Hussein. But Saddam Hussein was just, he attacked Bush's dad. And I think that Bush, like, felt the need to repay it. And didn't we?
Ron and Levy, can I ask you a question? How old are you?
11.
11?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Sixth
grade? Are you typically a talk radio listener?
Yep.
You do? You listen to talk radio?
Yep.
You do? How come?
Just because I'm usually in the car and my dad usually puts it on.
He does.
It's fun to listen to.
Are you in the car right now?
Yeah, I'm leaving for spring break right now.
You are? And so what do you think? You think Bush is kind of a dummy? Is that the deal?
Yeah, and then it's just like, because we originally went down there for Osama bin Laden, and he's like completely forgot about him in anthrax. And now we're just like, well, I think that we, like, totally got rid of a major threat. And we're being bombed every day by...
You know, Ron, I think you should be running the country. I think you'd be smarter than the guy who's supposedly in charge right now.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I thank you for calling. Is this the first time you've ever called us?
No, I've called later in the day.
Oh, you have?
Delta.
Well, okay, but is it the first time you ever called my show?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have something for you. Hang on, Ronan. You get a kiss.
Sweet. Thanks.
I hope you're not blushing.
No.
You'll appreciate this when you're 12 instead of 11. Thank you, Ronan. Thanks for calling the show. smarter than some of the adults that have been calling the show recently. I want to congratulate Fred from Arvada. He has won the tickets to the Noel Coward play Blythe Spirit, and that's for next a week from Saturday at the Space Theater, 14th and Curtis, part of the DCPA. 303-382-1150. Okay, it's been 1 year. Are we safer? Is this better? Have you changed your mind? Some in Bush's coalition of the willing are becoming the unwilling. They're losing their will. We're busy. Hans Blix says that we have actually increased the terrorist threat as far as he's concerned. And listen to this. Wall Street Journal is reporting this on the front page. I can't believe this. This is how dumb the planning for this whole thing has been. The Army, a decade ago, 10 years ago, began producing an armored Humvee capable of providing protection from roadside bombs and rocket-propelled grenades. But they decided that they didn't think they were going to need them in Iraq. So they didn't. They pulled production on them. There's been not much in the way of production. Instead, they've got us. The Humvees in Iraq have a sheet metal skin that can't even stop bullets from small caliber handguns. One captain removed his Humvee's canvas doors and welded on slabs of scrap metal. He spread Kevlar blankets over the seats and stacked sandbags on the floor in order to protect himself. And some people have raised money from their small towns that they live in. National Guard units heading to Iraq asked hometown businesses for help fortifying their vehicles. One man bought about $1,000 worth of steel and welded it to his local company's Humvees to make them. And now we realize that we really need to have armored Humvees to protect against these roadside attacks. And so there's a huge backlog of requests, and the production is nowhere near up to speed. But today the requirement stands at about 4,500 and climbing, a number the Army does not expect to hit in Iraq until late summer, early fall. They sent people into Iraq without the proper body armor. They sent them in without the proper armored Humvees. I mean, what kind of planning is this? I could do a better job of planning a war, and I don't have very much in the way of strategic skills at all. Walt in Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Walt.
Well, you know, there's so much to say about this subject, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, everything that I've heard you say. Do I feel safer now than I did a couple of years ago? Absolutely not. I think our lives are more hassled now. I'm not sure that we're going to be any safer, and I suppose I feel like we've put this great emphasis on airports and flying. And
well, I think it's part of a silent parallel war that's going on, which is a war against the American public, regarding the American public as the enemy. And let me give you some examples of this war that's going on. It isn't only a war for morality, where the fundamentalists are trying to hijack the airwaves and tell you what you can and cannot watch. We're not only fighting against Iraq, which we should never have been fighting against. We should be going after the real terrorists, the people who did us the most harm on 9/11. But there is a parallel and not very well reported war going on against the American citizen. Here are examples. When Dick Cheney was creating energy policy, he would not allow the names of the people who compromised his advisor or comprised his advisory body in forming energy policy, and that is a case that is now before the Supreme Court. When the Congress wanted to know what the real numbers were for the Medicare reform, the prescription drug benefit, the administration threatened to fire the chief actuary if he shared that information with Congress.
Right.
If you want to get on an airplane, you're the one who's treated as a terrorist. So in a million ways, we can't get any information, and there is a parallel war, and John Ashcroft is fighting it on behalf of the administration. He's the head general in that war. He's not only the attorney general, but the head general in the war against Americans and American rights.
Well, why don't we talk about the Saudis then, if we want to talk about what happened on 9/11?
Well, that's what we should be talking about. But I take it that you were against the war to begin with.
No, I was never supportive of the war. I don't think the problem was the war. I mean, if we wanted Saddam Hussein, why don't we send the Navy SEALs over there to take care of him? We didn't have to occupy the country.
I'm with you, Walt. But you know, I want to talk to people who've changed their minds. You were never in favor of the war to begin with.
Never. Never a supporter of Bush. Won't vote for him. Think he is a danger not only to this country but to Americans abroad because of what he's done to our reputation in Europe. You know, people.
I'm with you.
You know, I mean, it's awful.
And now people realize that they could be victims of terror like Spain was if they sign on with the U.S. Not only has he squandered immense amounts of goodwill that you can't just buy, you can't just legislate that you're going to have goodwill from the from your allies or your former allies or other countries. You can't just he squandered it. He just tossed it.
Well, you know, his actions for him have spoke louder than his words. And fortunately, maybe for him, because he doesn't have anything much of intelligence to say, the way he behaves, the people in Europe, they can't stand Bush. It's not so much that they detest Americans, but people, you know, as you know, you've just traveled there, so you know that people are saying that it's not Americans that they're upset with, it's Bush.
It's Bush. Thanks, Walt, for the call. I just found this. This is one of you sent this to me. While walking down the street one day, a female senator is tragically hit by a truck and dies. Her soul arrives in heaven, is met by St. Peter at the entrance. "Welcome to heaven," says St. Peter. "Before you settle in, it seems there's a problem. We seldom see a high official around these parts, so we're not sure what to do. So we don't know whether to send you to heaven or hell. So what we'll do is we'll have you spend one day in hell and one day in heaven, and then you can choose where you're going to spend eternity." "Well," she says, "really, I've made up my mind. I really want to be in heaven." "Well, I'm sorry, but we have our rules." And with that, St. Peter escorts her to the elevator, and down she goes to hell. The door is open. She finds herself in the middle of a green golf course. In the distance is a club, and standing in front of it are all of her friends and other politicians who'd work with her. Everyone is very happy, and they run to greet her and hug her and reminisce about the good times they had while getting rich at the expense of the people. They play a friendly game of golf, and then they dine on lobster and caviar. Also present is the devil, who's really a really friendly guy who has a good time dancing and telling jokes, and they're having such a good time that before she realizes it, it's time to go. Everyone gives her a big hug and waves while the elevator rises. The elevator goes up, 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 and the door opens onto heaven, where St. Peter is waiting for her. Now he says it's time to visit heaven. So 24 hours pass, with the head of state joining a group of contented souls moving from cloud to cloud, playing the harp and singing. They have a good time, and before she realizes it, 24 hours have gone by, and St. Peter returns. "Well, then, you've spent one day in heaven and one in hell, and now choose a place where you want to spend eternity." She thinks about it for a minute, and then she answers, "Well, I would never have said it. I mean, heaven has been delightful, but I think I would be better off in hell." So St. Peter escorts her to the elevator, and down, down, down she goes, down to hell. Now the doors of the elevator open. She's in the middle of a barren land covered with waste and garbage. She sees all of her friends dressed in rags, picking up the trash and putting it in black bags. The devil comes over to her and lays his arm on her neck. I don't understand," stammers the senator. "Yesterday I was here, and there was a golf course, and there was a club, and we ate lobster and caviar, and we danced, and we had a great time. Now there's a wasteland full of garbage, and my friends look miserable." The devil looks at her, smiles, and says, "Yesterday we were campaigning. Today you voted for us." 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
The talk doesn't stop on AM 1150 on weekends. We are live and local all day Saturday and Sunday. Listen for John Jack DeMesterton, Ezzie Cortez, and Darren Copeland beginning at 8 a.m. Sundays exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk.
Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you. This is your last chance this season to see Maren Alsop conduct the Colorado Symphony. Maestro Alsop conducts Mahler's Symphony No. 7, Song of the Night, on March 19th, 20th, and 21st. Tickets start at just $12. Tickets available at all King Supers, Tickets West outlets, and online at coloradosymphony.org. And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100 for your KNRC listener offer. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra, the sound of your life.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
If you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, stop by McDonald Automotive Group today, located on Broadway just north of Arapahoe Road. McDonald Automotive, the region's largest selection of certified pre-owned imports.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC. She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are lower now in the final hour of trading as Wall Street waits for word still of a possible capture of Al-Qaeda's second-in-command somewhere in Pakistan. As we head toward the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 76 points at 10,219, while the NASDAQ is down 13 points at 1948. Federal safety regulators are probing the 2002 PT Cruiser. This comes after seven complaints about sudden fires igniting in the engine. Daimler Chrysler had already recalled the cruisers to fix a fuel pump problem. The company says it's too soon to know if the latest incidents are related. A regulatory group is investigating six firms for possible misconduct in the sale of those very popular 529 college savings plans. National Association of Securities Dealers concerned that some people might have been sold out-of-state plans, not realizing they gave up some tax advantages as a result. The Dow's down 78 points, the NASDAQ down 13 at 1948. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event, with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock. From the brand-new limited-edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big sales event. It ends soon, so think big and fast. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on taxes. When comparing tax advantages, how a mutual fund is managed matters. What to watch for? Turnover. Funds that turn over a lot can mean higher taxes. Tax-managed funds that stay the course? Less churning in your stomach. Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
He won't read you word for word the Denver Post on his show every morning.
Who are you?
Jimmy Lakey on AM 1150 KNRC.
Iraqi operatives continue to hide biological and chemical agents to avoid detection by inspectors. In some cases, these materials have been moved to different locations every 12 to 24 hours.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:31 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And in the 2 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by two film critics, Tom DeLappa and Walter Chaw from Madstone Theaters. We'll be talking about what's going on over there and films. Right now we're talking about it's a year, the year anniversary, and are we better off? Are we, Hans Blix thinks that we've increased the threat of terror, not alleviated it. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Kendall, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
How's it going?
Good.
All right, I just want to make a comment about the whole George Bush. I hear a lot of people calling in, and they're not liking the decisions that the Bush administration have made, and I feel the same way. But at the same time, I feel like we are the minority, because as much as we may hate it, I don't see no major uprisings, no calls for impeachment or none of this happening to Bush, no matter who's mad.
Well, he's gonna not. He can't be impeached because there's a Republican majority everywhere, and that's never going to go. But there is a movement, an anti-war movement, for censuring President Bush. So are you saying if there's no pressure for it, we're just going to be stuck with him?
No, that's my thing. My thing is that there has to be some time uprising, and I just believe that as Democrats, I mean, if that's what people call themselves, Democrats, if they really stand for those those views, why don't people start standing up? Like people like yourself, you're a major voice behind this. Why don't you start setting up something so we can start seeing a snowball effect happen, and then we can start making things happening? Because you could talk about organizations that's doing it, but at the same time, I mean, a lot of these Americans out here, they're the type of people where if it's too far away from them, they're not willing to put in the work to make something happen.
Okay, then let me come back at you, Kendall. It takes a tremendous amount of effort. I know nobody believes this. Everybody thinks you just turn on the microphone and you just talk, and it's really, this is, doing talk radio is the simplest thing in the world to do, and that's really not the case. But if that's what you all feel, if you all put your heads together, everybody, put your heads together, and if you can see a way to create some sort of an organization or something that we can connect the dots, I'm open to considering it.
I know, yeah.
Exactly. I don't have a lot of time to think about it, but if you guys all there, and there are all a lot of you listening, and you feel the same way, and we all are kind of feeling powerless here, I would consider taking it on. I don't exactly know how to create it or concoct it, but if somebody does, put your heads together, and we'll talk about it. Call in with suggestions.
Definitely, and that's exactly what kind of movement I want to see. Because,
but I also want to put it back on all of you listening. You, each of us, can do just like and do this in reverse. That one Boulder woman who's kind of homophobic, but she got such a bee in her bonnet, she got the whole legislature to act and to really express her homophobia in a way that they could publicly package it, and she got what she wanted. Because she was determined in persistence. I'm not endorsing homophobia, but what I am endorsing is persistence and continuing on. So if we don't have some sort of an organization, what you can do is you can hook up with some organization that already exists. Send a check so that we get Bush out of there. Or if you can't send a check or don't want to, see if you can donate some of your time and volunteer and help to organize and get people registered and get them to the polls and talk your friends into voting for Bush.
Definitely, and that's exactly what kind of movement I want to see happening versus just a bunch of Americans, you know, seeing a time to vent on a radio station. I mean, because I hear the same voices crying every day about and saying the same thing about Bush. And even
you got to do something. One woman can do it in Boulder. One person can do it here. It makes a difference.
But my thing is, my whole thing is, I listen to the show because I want to see a whole lot of different views going on. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm just all about the whole Bush thing. Me personally, it's like Bush don't affect my life in that major way. I got the drive to make start my own business and do.
Kendall,
my own
Bush thing. Is affecting your life in a major way. I don't know if you see the cause and effect, the correlation, but I promise you, a major way. You're going to be affected, even though you're not going to Iraq or you're not on your way
to fight.
It's about this country being a banana republic in a few years. It's about having any kind of money left for Social Security. It's about whether or not you're going to have to pay a huge increase in tuition because the states are broke because of the federal deficits, and on and on and on it goes. Your life is definitely and tightly affected by what goes on in Washington.
It may be affected on a bigger scale. But on a smaller scale, it's just like, okay, you could worry about the bigger issues. And even if you change them issues, you could still be that same broke person living in the same broke area. So my whole thing is, you know what I mean, I want to try to balance it out. You know, I got to do me, but at the same time, you know, try to get with people and let's do something to change the environment.
I'm with you on that, Kendall, and I thank you for the call. I will tell you what Frank Lloyd Wright or Mies van der Rohe, one of the two architects, said, God is in the details. You can look at the big picture, and that's a really good vision to have, but it's in the small details. It's in the zillions of small decisions you make every day that your life emerges, takes on a shape. And if you are a parent, you are making a zillion small decisions every single day with how you interact with your children. And if you are not a parent, you are making a zillion small decisions every single day of your life that look like they are inconsequential, but in actuality have huge ramifications because of those zillions of grains of sand, each of them a decision, ultimately wind up defining the shape of your life. Do you decide to bite your tongue when you really should have spoken up somewhere? Well, then you maybe spend too much time biting your tongue. Maybe that's the wiser course to do. Do you stand up for somebody or do you cave? Do you cave? Well, you caved once. Okay, but then you say to yourself, well, that doesn't mean I'll always cave. Maybe you just wind up caving every single time when you could have stood up for something. Maybe you were snotty and angry to somebody when you could have been nicer. And so you build a kind of a whole pad of anger under your whole life. I mean, there are so many choices that we make that seem so tiny and they really ultimately define us. 303-321-1150. Dave in Littleton, how are you live with Enid?
Hi, Enid. How's it going today?
Going well.
Great. Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you today, and it just it occurs to me that a lot of people aren't really it's an information war, basically. I called in to Jimmy Leaker this morning, and he's portraying the Bush as a Texan, and John Kerry's the elite New Englander. But Bush was born in, he did correct me, New Haven, Connecticut. I thought it was Kennebunkport, Maine, but most Americans don't even know that. And I'm sure I've heard Alex Jones's name mentioned on your radio show before, and I think it'd be neat for you to get a guy like Alex on your show and explain some of that.
Who's Alex Jones?
Now, he's the so-called conspiracy theorist, but he only deals in facts. He, all his, most of his information is.
And, and what's his take on things? What does he talk?
Oh, he pursues the New World Order.
These guys, you know, some of these guys are so fake-o-matic. Honest to God, I think you can rely when you listen to my show that I'm really having top-flight guests on and people whose opinions are considered worth listening to. Some of these half-baked people who write a book and call themselves experts on this and that, I don't know, Dave. I'll have to look into this Alex Jones, but he sounds like a fake-o-matic to me.
I did look into it, too. He's made about 10 videos now.
Oh, yeah, just what you want to see. All right, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 1:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 73 degrees. Let's check traffic now with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Quest Choice Business. And got the accident out of the way northbound I-25 at Quincy, but you're now going to see a problem northbound I-25 at Colorado, so northbound is just still a tough drive. A medical emergency westbound I-70 it's going to be at 270. Watch for that as well. And still trying to get an accident out of the way, Colorado right at 23rd. A bit of a slowdown there. Quest Choice Business, your business line, plus any five features for just $39.99 a month. Simple, flexible, affordable. That's the spirit of service in action. I'm Darren Coleman with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
Investigators say a 7-year-old autistic boy may have started the fire that took his life in Lakewood on Wednesday night. Tyler Rodas reportedly had a history of playing with fire and was not allowed in the basement where the fire started. The boy's parents and younger brother survived that blaze. This report being brought to you by the Rocky Mountain News. A campfire that got out of control is being blamed for a grass fire that's burning in Larimer County. The blaze, which began about midnight, is now about 75% contained. The fire is in the Red Feather Lakes area, about 50 miles northwest of Fort Collins. Police have arrested 37-year-old Kelly Handy on suspicion of mail theft. The woman was arrested yesterday when a detective noticed her walking down the street in Wheat Ridge and allegedly helping herself to about 30 pieces of other people's mail. Saturday's daily deal is buy one, get one free at the Denver Center Theater Company. Look for it on page 2 in Saturday's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the daily deal. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 1:41.
Are you looking for an opportunity to meet 20 or 30 other singles this month guaranteed without doing the bar scene or getting into pressured dating situations? I can tell you that Cottonwood Connection is helping singles from Denver to Boulder do just that, and they make it easy to do. Picture yourself with that new special someone heading to the mountains or a beach at Cabo sharing your personal hopes and dreams. Oh, those romantic dinners where you meet in the middle of that strand of pasta. Does it get any better than that? Check out Cottonwood Connection and call them at 303-424-2300 or check out their website at cottonwoodconnection.com. Most online dating services provide a searchable database, and that's about it. At Cottonwood Connection, they provide you with personal coaching, dating advice, professional videos, background checks, and lots of fun and exciting activities geared to help you meet other singles. They're a singles company that is more personal than internet dating and less expensive than dating services. Act now to take advantage of this year's incredible annual spring membership drive special. You can sign up now and receive 50% off your membership. That's right, half off. That's cottonwoodconnection.com or 303-424-2300.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. These temperatures are something else given this is the last day of winter. However, as warm and as blustery as it is, this is bad for wildfires. But enjoy it because it's awfully pretty. Just be careful. We'll top out around 82 for the high today, windy tonight and in the low 40s. Still pretty breezy tomorrow, cooler with a high of 68, upper 50s on Sunday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
73 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 1:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Mary, what you doing?
I'm declaring my independence. I'm switching my internet access to ProLink.
I didn't know you played golf. Where do you play?
Golf? Are you kidding? I couldn't tell a golf ball from a disco ball.
Well, didn't you say ProLink?
Yeah, but ProLink isn't about golf. It's about DSL, dial-up, and all that, you know, internet access.
I've never heard of ProLink.
They're an ISP. They offer the same high-quality internet access as the big guys, but without the poor service and annoying advertisements.
Is their connection fast?
Sure. Their DSL taps directly into large networks, just like the big guys, and they're giving me 2 free months of internet access.
Well, that settles it. I'm switching to ProLink. How do I get connected?
Call them at 303-972-3218 and they'll get you squared away. That number again is 303-972-3218. Mention this ad and get your first 2 months of high-speed internet access for free. That number again is 303-972-3218. You'll be glad you did.
DSL cross-connector installation fees are not included. Not available in all areas.
Traffic makes us crazy.
Drive carefully.
But Darren Copeland makes the ride home just a bit easier. Keep up with the latest traffic info afternoons during the Doug Khaled Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
George Bush never served a day in his life overseas, and Dick Cheney never served in the military at all. I'm not going to have the candidate of my party called weak on defense when, in fact, they've actually served and paid a price for their service, and the people in the White House have done nothing of the sort.
Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:44 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And if you saw Joanne Ostrow's column in the Post, the headline is "The Bush Crew Feeds You News and TV Swallows It Whole." Isn't that amazing? At least we try to tell you what's going on here as we know it. I just got this from one of you, and you guys sent me some great stuff, but please don't send me attachments because our tech people tell us that we're not supposed to open them because that's how you can get viruses. So don't send them to me as an attachment, will you? Please, please, please. You can always email me, enid@knrcradio.com. enid@knrcradio.com, and I get great stuff from you. And this is from one of you. Heads up to Ashcroft proves that the threat was known before 9/11. They might have been surprised by the ferocity of the attacks, but the highest-ranking members of the George W. Dickey Bush administration knew before 9/11 that something terrible was going to happen soon. John Ashcroft knew. His National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice knew. They all knew. And in spite of its apparent ineptness, the FBI knew, too. How did they know? Well, it's published fact. Listen to this. On July 26, 2001, CBSNews.com reported that John Ashcroft had stopped flying on commercial airlines. Ashcroft used to fly commercial just as Janet Reno did. So why, 2 months before 9/11, did he start taking chartered government planes? CBS News correspondent asked the Justice Department, and they answered because of threat assessment by the FBI. But neither the FBI nor the Justice Department would identify what the threat was, when it was detected, or who made it. The FBI did advise Ashcroft to stay off commercial aircraft. The rest of us just had to take our chances. So he was told that he wasn't supposed to fly commercial. And also, on the Sunday talk shows recently, Condoleezza Rice said that if Bush had known ahead of time the terrorists were about to attack, her careful language, they're saying, indicates that Bush said originally, had I known that the enemy was going to use airplanes to kill on that fateful morning, I would have done everything in my power to protect the American people. But on July 5, 2001, the White House called together officials from a dozen federal agencies to give them a warning. Something really special, and this is July 5, not 9/11, July, August, September, about 2 months before the attack. July 5, 2001, the White House called together officials from a dozen federal agencies to give them a warning. Quote, something really spectacular is going to happen here and it's going to happen soon, the officials were told by the government's top counterterrorism official, Richard Clark. Clark considered the threat sufficiently important to direct every counterintelligence office to cancel vacations and to get ready for immediate action. According to the Washington Post, several senators, including California's Dianne Feinstein, have called for a full-fledged investigation into what the government knew before 9/11. Now, remember, How much time is Dickey going to give the 9/11 Commission? 1 hour. How much time does he spend at fundraisers getting millions of dollars? More than 1 hour. How much time does he spend at rodeos? More than 1 hour. So I think that, that not only is this administration at war with the American people, they think we're so stupid that they can continue to lie to us and we won't rebel. We won't rise up in a body and say, stop lying to us. And I want to, you know, we have some research that tells us these kids who make pledges to remain pure, guess what, and I'm sure this will surprise you tremendously, they don't exactly keep their promises, okay? Well, here is President Bush. He doesn't have money for a lot of things. We don't have money for a body armor for some of our troops. We don't have money for the Humvees, or we didn't, armored Humvees. But President Bush is seeking to double funding for abstinence-only education. Skeptics are urging closer scrutiny of the receipt of the recipients. Many of them are religious and anti-abortion groups that in the past did not operate in public schools. Instructors from these groups already have been appearing in hundreds of schools across the nation, supported by state and federal funds. Here's what they teach. They teach a curriculum that excludes information about safe sex and exhorts young people to be chaste until marriage. And the president wants to double this funding for this program. There's a money for your college tuition that's going to go up higher. There's not money for hazmat suits for some jurisdictions in case we are under attack. But the president wants to double the money spent teaching abstinence and chastity. And these people who go into schools teach a curriculum that has no information whatsoever in it about safe sex and only tells kids to remain chaste until they get married, if, where the divorce rate is 50%. 303-382-1150. Now, the FCC is so busy finding Bono or calling what Bono did indecent that I believe that they have lost sight of the real obscenities and indecencies in American life. And this is one of them. To double the funding for abstinence-only education, where kids are not given any information about safe sex, how to practice safe sex. I think it's a waste of our money. I think if you're going to do it right. It's like counseling if you're pregnant and you don't want the child. Some of these counseling facilities are prohibited from giving you information about abortion. That should be on the table. You should be able to make a choice. Instead of the government waging war against its citizens and deciding that you can't know things, you can't know that abortion exists, you can't know about how to practice safe sex if you're a teenager, you can't know who made up the Energy Advisory Commission that advised Dick Cheney, you can't know the real statistics on what the prescription benefit for Medicare was going to really, really cost. You can't know that the money's going into the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies. You can't know a lot of stuff. They want to keep you dumb and dumber, as dumb as they are. Jason on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey.
Hi, Jason.
Bush is the worst president I've ever seen in my life. This is the first time I've ever called into a radio program in my whole life, too.
Wait a minute. We have something for you, Jason. There it is. You got it.
What is it?
A kiss.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was very apathetic about politics until the 2000 election, and I took a keen interest just because of the fears I had about Bush, and they've all come true, and then some.
Jason, how old are you?
32.
32, so what are you going to do in this election?
I'm actually, for the first time, going to go out and campaign. I'm in a battleground state in Wisconsin,
uh-huh.
So I'm going to do my best to make sure I get at least 20 people registered to vote Democrat.
That's great. Now, where are you calling? Where are you right now? Are you in Wisconsin?
I'm outside of Denver on my way back to Wisconsin.
And how did you find us? Were you just channel surfing?
Just flipping through the talk radio, because usually all I can find on talk radio are conservative talk shows. But I happily found a liberal one.
Now, I want you to know, when you get back to Wisconsin, you can listen to my show on the net.
Excellent.
KNRCRadio.com. KNRCRadio.com. We stream live.
There's definitely a shortage of liberal talk shows and media in general, I think. The whole phrase liberal media was a very smart tactic on the Republicans' part to shift everybody to the right.
That's right.
But it's just
there is no, as far as we can determine, there's not much in the way of a liberal media.
I'm about to donate to moveon.org. And I'd also like to recommend everybody read Altercation on MSNBC.com.
Okay.
Every day he monitors the media and reports how it actually is more conservative than we'd ever dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the obvious places like Fox News and the New York Post, but also the subtle places where they hide in the so-called liberal outlets.
Well, Jason, I'm delighted that you called. I'm delighted that you found us, and I'm delighted that you're going to work to get Dickie out of office. We call him George W. Dickie Bush because we think it's a more apt description. Thank you for the call. It's a lot of static there. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Sure, Denver has its share of talk stations, but we talk about what's important.
I would advise you to increase your knowledge.
Hear both sides on Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC.
Tired of cold, soggy delivery pizza? Pick up a fresh-made Nick and Willie's world-famous take-and-bake pizza. It comes hot from your own oven. Look for special Nick and Willie's savings in this Sunday's newspaper.
The most infamous crimes in America happened in L.A.
The Manson family murders.
The Simpson case.
And they all rest on the shoulders of one man.
The district attorney, Mr. David Frank.
ABC presents a special four-part series event. Four shocking murders. Four riveting cases. Four spellbinding weeks.
We've never been at the mercy of such a complete political hack.
Stephen Weber is the DA.
If the people had any idea.
I am the people.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central on ABC.
You breathe in and out some 20,000 times a day. It's a process you never think about. But for more than 30 million Americans, each and every breath is a struggle. You can help Coloradans breathe easier by supporting the American Lung Association of Colorado at Celebrating Americana Music, featuring Dakota Blonde. The benefit concert is Friday, March 26th at 7:30 at the Rialto Theater in Loveland. Tickets are only $15 and proceeds benefit lung health programs in Northern Colorado. For tickets, call 970-962-2120.
It's an epidemic of massive proportions.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
People sitting through mind-numbing classic rock songs that they've heard for the 4 millionth time in order to get crucial information that they need.
I'm a honky-tonk woman.
There is help out there in the radio wasteland. AM 1150 KNRC. With the most entertaining talk in Denver. News at the top and 35 past each hour and traffic reports throughout the day. It's not too late. Help is on your radio.
I'm a free bird. Yeah.
Hear both sides. AM 1150, KNRC. AM 1150, KNRC caught John Kerry confidentially the other day talking about our morning show host, Jimmy Lakey.
These guys have been a crooked, you know, lying group of others.
It's scary.
I think Jimmy may be getting on his nerves. What do you think? Find out mornings with Jimmy Lakey exclusively on Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel with you. Join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
156 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We're going to be talking films in the next segment. But we are talking about politics now, and I just got an email from, hello from Missouri, it says. This is from Robert. Robert says, OTB, one-term Bush. Thank you, Robert. Jeff, calling from Parker. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
Good. Doing well.
Hey, I have a philosophical fetch for you, because politics really scares me. If everything that goes on is just a reflection of the world, I'm an old man, like, I'm in my 40s, and people are cruel, and corporate America's tough, and dog-eat-dog, and all the lying that I tend to agree that you're talking about. Forget politics. There's just a lot of really bad things going on. Teenagers that are frustrated and angry. If you look at the results of what's going on, that just can kind of speak for itself to some degree.
Okay, but I'm not getting, what is your point, Jeff?
Oh, my point is that the administration is a reflection of that.
In many ways, they are a reflection. Let's start with the cliche. We get the politicians we deserve. We're not paying attention. We're busy out. We're out shopping or out trying to make a living or out trying to find a job or just trying to keep it together with our families. So I think that's, we're not paying attention to politics. I think a lot of us think that politics are irrelevant. And you have, by the way, I want to add this because I'm looking at John McCain right now on my monitor. John McCain has come to the defense of John Kerry. He has said that he's not weak on defense. And for 5 seconds or so, there was speculation that John McCain might run as vice president to John Kerry, but they're good friends. But I don't think that's going to happen. He sort of made that clear when I was in Washington, D.C., and Peter Jennings was there at our event interviewing John McCain. He made it clear that he was not going to be on the ticket with John Kerry. But, boy, would that be a that would be a 1-2 punch ticket. I also want to say one other thing here. I haven't gotten to this. I haven't had a chance to this week. But the Mexican consul general here, Leticia Calzada, said that Owens got her recalled, Governor Owens. He's just as mean, I think, as the people in the administration playing hardball. And everybody here seems to tiptoe around him, and they're scared to death of him. And I saw something on one of the websites here where Michael Roberts from Westward was quoted as giving Jim Spencer from the Post props because Jim Spencer finally says, you know, if you run for governor, Governor Owens, your family values are going to really be an issue. And this woman, Laura, who's writing on the website, says, excuse me, Spencer's a little late to this party. Enid Goldstein has been on it for months and months, virtually alone and enduring lots of slings and arrows. Give her some credit, Michael. Yes, Michael, you could give me credit. You know about this because you published some of it in your column a long time ago. So here they are. They're talking about Jim Spencer going after the governor on his family values. But I've been doing it here. I've been pounding this guy for weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months, talking about all the marital rumors that have been swirling around the governor's head and other body parts, too. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. We're going to be talking films. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it right here on 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock. KNRC talk version of American Idol is Saturday and Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m.
Music makes the force rosy and the rebel. Don't think of yesterday and I don't look at the clock. That's a boogie woogie.
Tragic. No, there is no singing involved, but we will be offering new talk show hosts for your review. Listen in and let us know what you think. More live and local talk than any other Denver talk radio station. AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. It's partly cloudy, 73 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Time for us to check traffic right now with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. And a couple problems. Northbound I-25 of Colorado still seems to be causing problems. You're looking at a delay all the way back past Bellevue. Then on I-25 just past 225, where the merge sort of happened, have an accident there as well. So still a tough drive for all you on the south side on I-25. When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
In local news, police have arrested 37-year-old Kelly Handy, saying she was stealing mail from other people's mailboxes in Wheat Ridge. She was arrested yesterday after she went to the police station to pick up some of her property that had been booked into safekeeping after a previous arrest. After that, she caught the eye of a detective who noticed her go into a restroom and emerge wearing a disguise. Wheat Ridge Police Spokeswoman Lisa Stiegel describes what detectives saw when Handy left the police station.
We had some of the a detective or two follow her and basically watch her go down the street getting into people's mailboxes.
Handy is at the Jefferson County Jail and faces multiple charges of third-degree burglary and theft. This report brought to you by the Rocky Mountain News. Officials with the U.S. Forest Service say that a campfire got out of control about midnight and sparked a grass fire near Red Feather Lakes about 50 miles northwest of Fort Collins. Fire crews have the fire about 75% contained. Meanwhile, the U.S. Forest Service has canceled a prescribed burn that had been scheduled for today southeast of Bailey. Terry McCann with the Forest Service says red flag conditions are in effect for that 800-acre burn area.
Primarily due to higher winds. And so we've canceled that burn for today, but we are still looking at the possibilities of doing the burn tomorrow or even Sunday if weather conditions allow.
McCann says anyone heading to the foothills or high country needs to be aware of the current fire danger. Good news for college students in Colorado. A proposed 40% in-state tuition hike was trimmed to 1.1% by the Legislative Joint Budget Committee yesterday. Committee members say a change in revenue figures released earlier this week gave budget writers more money than they counted on. Members say that while the long-term problem hasn't been solved, state colleges have temporarily dodged the bullet. However, the committee did not grant state universities their requested $27 million budget increase. State lawmakers continue to struggle with next year's budget. While cuts are expected, no one knows how deep those cuts will be. Estimates have ranged from a high of $194 million to a low of $116 million. The new estimate of $128 million yesterday was presented to the Finance Committee. Lawmakers say their top priority this session is to deal with changes to the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, Tabor, and Amendment 23, all of which have been blamed for Colorado's current shortfall. In sports, the Denver Nuggets take on the Pistons tonight in Detroit. Nuggets are hoping to have better luck than earlier this month when the Pistons beat the Nuggets 97-66. More preseason baseball action for the Colorado Rockies today as they play the Kansas City Royals at High Corbett Field in Tucson. At last check, top of the third, Rocks were leading 1-0. Saturday's daily deal is buy one, get one free at the Denver Center Theater Company. Look for it on page 2 in Saturday's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the daily deal. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
For centuries, man has sought to beautify his homeland and protect it from unwelcome invaders. It took the Chinese over 1,600 years to construct the Great Wall, which established property boundaries, embellished the landscape, and protected its residents. But within a few weeks, Elkar Fence can expertly install one of over 50 styles of fence. For over 55 years, Colorado residents have turned to Elkar Fence to enhance the privacy and beauty of their property. We can also design a custom fence to fit your specific needs. Now is the perfect time to secure your home for spring and summer. Top-notch products, dependable service, and competitive prices have made Elkar the largest builder of quality fences in the Rocky Mountain region. Elkar is also one of the largest commercial fence builders in the area. Call Elkar today at 755-5211 for a free quote on your own attractive Great Wall. That's Elkar Fence, 755-5211.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our south winds at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Blustery for the afternoon, you bet ya, but the heat is there. So enjoy on one hand, but be careful because of the fire danger on the other. We'll top out around 82 for the high today, and we'll be windy and in the low 40s tonight. It begins to cool down tomorrow. Very pleasant, though, in the upper 60s, upper 50s on Sunday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy, 74 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And in this segment, we're joined by film critics Tom DeLappa and Walter Chaw from Madstone Theaters, and we're going to be talking about films. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
That's Walter. And this is Tom.
I'm here.
Right into the microphone, Tom.
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. You're both here. And what's going on at Madstone? And where is Madstone? And why should we know about Madstone?
Well, Madstone Theaters is at the old Tamarack Square. I guess it's not old. They're still going strong. The Tamarack Square Shopping Center at 7777
East Hamden. Exactly.
Isn't that terrible to say something like that?
Yeah.
But it's a really happening place. It's been rejuvenated, and Madstone's part of the reason why. It's a great place to see a movie. Tomorrow night at 6:30, they're going to have a beer tasting with the filmmaker of The American Astronaut, which is opening as part of their Premiere Picks series.
It's called a science fiction musical?
A science fiction Western musical.
What does that mean, exactly?
It's very strange.
You're going to need a lot of beer to watch this thing.
Either before or after the film.
Well,
it depends on
you,
too.
Well, you have to be 21. How does this work if you have beer tasting? What is it, a beer tasting or a beer?
It's a beer tasting, from what I understand. It's the first time they've done anything like that in conjunction with your radio station.
Oh, like microbrews and stuff?
I think so.
And our radio station is involved in this?
You're one of the sponsors, actually.
One of the sponsors of this nefarious activity?
Exactly. Isn't
oh, it
wonderful?
Sounds like fun, actually.
It's a lot of fun.
What time is it going to start?
It starts at the beer tasting is at 6 to 7:30. I'm sorry, is that right?
6:30
to 9:30.
And it's at the Madstone Theater, Tamarack Square. Give us the street cross streets. Do you know where Tamarack Square is?
Well, it's 7777 East Hamden. It's about, I would say, Tom, 2 miles. East of I-25 on Hamden Avenue?
Right. It's just east of Monaco, essentially, about a half a mile east of Monaco.
Okay, so Hamden and Monaco, roughly not too far away from each other?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so that's American Astronaut Tomorrow, a science fiction Western musical.
Right, and the filmmaker will actually be there.
He will?
Uh-huh. He'll be there with the 7:30 show, along with Tom and I, and we'll be talking about the film before and after.
And after.
We do a short introduction to the film, and we have the screening, and then we have a discussion afterwards. And as I try and explain, it's kind of like the Jerry Springer show, Enid, but no flying chairs.
But a lot of flying verbs, probably. Almost as bad.
Absolutely.
Have you screened this film
we've
yet?
We've both seen this film. I called it Andy Warhol meets Ed Wood.
What do you call it, Walt?
Well, you know, I like it a lot better than that. You know, I thought it was a little bit of Harlan Ellison, a little bit of Busby Berkeley. It's kind of hard to describe. It's very interesting. It's very innovative. The director, Corey McAbee, has a great band in the San Francisco area called The Billy Nair Show, and they do all the music. It's just a really interesting film.
Oh, so, all right, so this is, do we know what the microbrews are that we're going to be tasting tomorrow at 6:30 at the Madstone Theater?
I have no idea. Probably one is like outer space, the outer space brew. I don't really know. I'm sure they're all good, Enid.
All right, and then coming up, we have more films. We have a Tony Shalhoub film made up, Vanity and Modesty Come Face to Face, and Who Triumphs? I would put my money on Vanity, but
yeah, it is actually with Brooke Adams, and this is the important thing about these films is they're very rare. They're playing for 1 week only, and they represent really a great diversity of filmmaking. So this is your chance to talk back to the movies.
Independent films.
Independent films, foreign films, art films, non-Hollywood films. You will not see Mel Gibson in any of these movies, I guarantee you.
And thank goodness for that.
With or without a cross.
That's it. To bear. The American Astronaut is tomorrow night, a science fiction Western musical. A week from opening March 26th, Friday night, is Brooke Adams in a film by Tony Shalhoub, Made Up, where Vanity and Modesty Come Face to Face. Opening April 2, Rana's Wedding, One Girl's Suspenseful Quest for Forbidden Love. Is she a Palestinian?
It's a Palestinian film, actually.
I read about this film.
And, you know, just the very subject is quite unique. This is a film that really is a documentary, essentially, about modern-day Jerusalem from the Palestinian point of view. It's not really political in any kind of overt sense. It's about a girl, young woman, who wants to get married and all the obstacles, the tradition she faces, and also the kind of the security details that she has to deal with in Jerusalem.
Following that, opening Friday, April 9, Millennium Mambo, a blood-pumping breakdown of a party girl.
Right, this is a Taiwanese film by a very, very famous Taiwanese filmmaker.
You should be doing the promotions.
I shouldn't.
You know, I think that's kind of a misnomer. I'm not sure how blood-pumping it is. It actually reminded me a lot of Lost in Translation. It has kind of a slow, romantic end-of-the-universe sort of feeling to it.
Can I talk to you about Lost in Translation? I could not bring myself.
Let's
I saw
digress.
The trailers, and I could not bring myself to see that film, which everybody I know who saw it said it was a completely boring film. Did you agree with that assessment?
Were you talking to the Denver Post critics?
I was talking to friends who saw it who said it was really boring.
It's a very different kind of film. It's a minimalist film. It takes its time. There's really not much of a plot, but what it does have is a nice little endearing character study with Bill Murray, who's just delightful, and Scarlett Johansson, only 19 years old and really one of the best young actresses around. It's a really, it's a postmodern look at Tokyo and the feeling of estrangement and isolation that you get in a foreign land.
And I think really the problem that a lot of people had with the film is they go into it thinking that Bill Murray, hey, it's going to be Groundhog Day, it's going to be really funny and really madcap. It's not any of that. Like Tom said, it's very much a movie based on rhythms and a very romantic rhythm. And this feeling of jet lag that you get, you wake up, you're kind of in a waking dream for the most of your time when you go across the world. And that's what the movie is. It's about 2 hours of kind of a slow rhythm. And,
oh, no, if, 2 hours of jet lag.
Yeah,
I'm saving my
exactly.
money. If you're just tuning in, we are joined by two film critics, Tom DeLappa and Walter Chaw. We're talking about what's going on in films generally, also at the Madstone. I'm going to finish the lineup. Acts of Worship, A Gritty Tale of an Addict's Road to Redemption, opening April 16th. And opening April 23, Songs from the Second Floor, the absurdly funny and beguiling film You Can't Shake. It's a Roy Anderson film. So these sound like a wonderful, a very intriguing series, and there are going to be all kinds of events. You're going to have discussions and
well,
stuff?
Well, every Saturday night during the series, Tom and I will be doing our introductions and discussions afterwards. And, you know, it's such a valuable series for Denver to host because, you know, Tom made a crack about the Denver Post offhand, but I think he really makes a strong point there because these are films that major daily papers don't like. They know that they won't appeal to a mass audience. They go there, and I think they have a very different sensibility. I think they're hired for that.
All right, let's talk about that because we've had this discussion before. What is now becoming a prerequisite for being hired at papers like the Denver Post that you can't be too critical of a film? Here's what I do know because I'm on the screening list, so I get to broadcast press screening list, and I get to see some of these films. But I do know this, that if you write critically, if you write negatively about some of these mainstream films, you're not gonna have access. You don't get to screen them in advance. They keep you out of interviews. They try to penalize you in certain ways. But what we're hearing about papers like the Denver Post and other newspapers is what? They're hiring critics who are going to be more positive about these mainstream films?
The word out on the street is they like to hire, and we don't want to necessarily single out one of the major dailies in Denver, but where this is kind of a blanket condemnation, we're throwing down the gauntlet, as it were, is that they like to hire, quote, consumerist critics. That is, opinions that very, very much identify with what's popular out there and what the studios want to sell. So if you do try and make waves, you will not only be marginalized by the studios, but in a sense by the culture itself. So, but our philosophy.
Well, they're appealing to their advertisers, or are they appealing to what they think is a middle class mainstream sensibility, and they don't want too snooty or too highbrow reviewers? Is that
part of
it?
Well, that's exactly it. They're appealing to this imaginary.
They want readers.
Well, they're appealing to an imaginary demographic, I think. That they refer to as Joe Lunchbox. You know, they want the people who are high school educated at best. They want people who work.
We refer
you know,
to them as Joe Heroin.
Yeah, Joe Heroin. they want people who work blue collar jobs, and they don't want people to be turned off by people who have a critical opinion. Rather, they want someone who can open the paper on a Friday morning and say, "Well, 3 stars. I guess I'll go see it." Without any kind of critical
I cannot tell you how many times I've gone to see what is a 4-star, or what's the highest in some cases, 5-star, and I have been disappointed. I have no attention span. If it's not intriguing, if it doesn't immediately, I mean, I can stay with a film that develops if I think it's going somewhere, but some of these films...
They go nowhere except for the
toilet. It's like Oakland. There's no there. Yeah.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Well, you know, there are...
And then if you go to the toilet, you're going to see advertisements for me there, Flush Rush.
They're afraid of intimidating or insulting the audience. And what we find out, generally, if you challenge the audience, they'll really appreciate you more.
Well, I'm with you on that one. If you have questions about films, if you want to discuss films, if you want to talk about what you want to see this weekend, we have two film critics with us right here, live in studio, like the paramedics, standing by to take your calls. 303-382-1150, Tom DeLappa, Walter Chaw. Let's go to the phones. Karen on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid, Walter, and Tom. Karen?
I've got a question. We rented Lost in Translation, and
yeah.
We could handle it for about 40 minutes. And then just had to shut it off because it was so disjointed. And the other movie that we saw that was supposed to, was an award winner was the movie Pi, that had won an independent, you know, like Sundance Film Festivals. Why are these movies winning awards?
When they're barely watchable.
Yeah, I mean, like Pi was. I don't know if anybody else saw that, but that was like down at the Mayan or something, and that was an art, you know, it was kind of an art film.
All right, I saw one.
Was that American Pie? I hated that movie.
No, not American Pie. It's just P.I.
Right, Pie. That's Darren Aronofsky's debut film from several years ago. He did Requiem for a Dream a couple of years ago with Jennifer Connelly. You know, in answer to your question, I think sometimes people crave difference, and these films do offer a different alternative to the mainstream Hollywood film. If you go there with expecting to see a Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks film, you're going to be sorely disappointed. But we do see about 20 of those a year, sometimes starring Ashley Judd, sometimes starring Julia Roberts. You know, we do have these cookie-cutter assembly line films.
Uh-huh.
And then on the other side of it, we have movies like Lost in Translation that approaches romance in a different way. You know, they never consummate their romance. They never articulate it, really. It's sort of just two people who meet each other at the right time. And it's much more subjective rather than here's the story right up front. And that turns people off right away. We're not used to watching that anymore.
And that's a good point. Let me just interject, is that a Lost in Translation is a really good film not to see on video on a small screen. Why? Because there isn't that much plot to that movie. You really need to see it on a larger screen and kind of let the mood of the film and the cinematography really kind of overwhelm you. Because it's really about mood and ambiance and atmosphere and not so much about plot. So I can understand why you would be bored on the small screen.
Karen, I thank you for the call. Anybody got questions about what to see over the weekend? I just have to tell you that I would like to see films that leave me. I walked out of a lot of films. I think we maybe had talked about this. I walked out of House of Sand and Fog because it was so ponderous and because I sort of knew where it was going, and it looked like it was going to take an awful long time to get there, and I had things to do and I don't have that much time. The acting was superb. I thought Ben Kingsley is a really terrific actor. There was some really good acting, but there was a lot of ponderousness there, and so I left. Perhaps I made a mistake. I don't know.
I would have walked out really when it got to the fog part. I got to the sand.
It was way too much fog.
Way too much fog. Lots of rolling clouds cascading in, and you know, Jennifer Connelly has a real beautiful screen presence, but not enough to carry that film.
You know, what really bothered me about that movie was the score by James Howard. Is that
Horner, I believe.
James Horner, sorry. Yeah, he scored 5 movies last year, complete musical scores. I don't think, you know, our best composers in history had that kind of productivity. And it really shows that he did the score for Radio, he did the score for Beyond Borders. And the problem with some of those mainstream films is they don't trust their audience. If a father dies, they don't trust you to understand that that's sad. Rather, they put in a bank of weeping violins and oboes to just so you know. And that really bothered me about House of Sand and Fog. It's a patronizing film.
Yeah, and I didn't like Ben Kingsley's performance. He got nominated for the Oscar, but, you know, I said if they gave awards for best imitation of an Iranian flag poll, I think he should have won, but not the Oscar.
Well, I actually thought that I knew the character upon which his character was based, who was called the General, I think, and lived in Marin County. There's a huge Persian population and helped to run a gas station. But then I saw him at an event that was very upscale, thrown by a Persian psychoanalyst, and he was then the general, not the gas station owner. So it had, and he walked with that same erect bearing. He was bald. He walked with his arms behind his back, and I thought, I wonder if that character was based on this man, the general. But so to me, it rang true. In that way, I might disagree with you, but I agree with you on the ponderousness, the fog. It was help. Let me breathe more quickly. Get me out of here. Lissa calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid and Walter and Tom. Lissa, are you there?
Hi, yeah.
Hi, welcome.
I didn't hear what you said. Hi, I saw the Tony Shalhoub, Brooke Adam movie, and I really, all the women that I was there with, we saw it at a preview, really enjoyed it.
This is the one called Made Up.
Made Up,
Why'd you like it?
Because as women 50-plus, we could really relate to the things that women go through when they think, you know, they're not attractive anymore and that kind of stuff. And it really hit the spot. It was kind of quirky, but really enjoyable. Funny.
So
very funny.
You are recommending this film?
Yeah, we thought it was great. We thought it was funny.
Okay.
And it was a little film.
This isn't Brooke Adams, is it?
Yeah, no. With Brooke Adams. We really liked it.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating, I think, experiment, and it deals a lot with these issues of appearance and youth and ageism, perhaps, even in the United States. The premise basically is Brooke Adams, warts and all, on screen without makeup, and it's a very brave thing for an actress to do. And she is made up by her daughter, who is played by Susan Sarandon's daughter.
That was Susan Sarandon's
daughter. And she's made up. You know, she's an aspiring cosmetologist, her daughter is, and she's made up to look really kind of stunning and kind of an unnatural way almost. And the difference between
with the
character.
Scotch tape.
Right, with the Scotch tape on the scalp.
But, that's an old Marlena Dietrich trick.
Exactly.
Because they used to do Scotch tape, and she used to put pins into her scalp and pull her skin back.
And then
they
put a wig over it.
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
and
it
pull
seems
her skin.
Kind of
ooh,
horrific.
I don't think I would.
But, that whole culture of appearance is really talked about in that film in an intelligent and, as you say, kind of a funny, lighthearted way.
Very much so. It's a very, I think women, any woman, a mature woman will be able to relate to this movie because it is about appearance and the whole ideal of beauty, which this culture really sells down people's throats, doesn't it?
It does. Lissa, thank you so much.
I have one more comment on Lost in Translation. The reason why people don't like it and find it boring is it reminds me of when I've gone on trips and I haven't been part of the meeting, but I don't have anybody to do things with. And, it doesn't matter where you are, no matter how beautiful it is. If you're alone in a beautiful place, to do things, it's not very attractive, and it gets really boring. And it could be, you could be looking, you look out that window in Tokyo at this gorgeous setting, and you think, so what?
I'm going to take exception to what you have just said, Lissa, because I have never been married. And I do, and I think whether you're married and you're with somebody or you're not, you're always going to be with yourself. And when I get up and I'm in a foreign country, it may be unusual and I may not know my way around, but it's a great challenge. And I think the trick is to savor what you're doing and not to diss it because you're not with somebody else. It's, you're always going to view it through your own eyes, whether you've got somebody standing next to you or you don't.
True. I find I've done a lot of traveling both ways, and I prefer sharing it with somebody. That I don't prefer not to be talking to myself about what I'm saying.
All right. Well,
I just like people. It doesn't matter, married, not. I know I prefer traveling not
with
alone.
With somebody.
Well, you can always go to a karaoke bar like they did in Lost in Translation.
If you can sing.
Mostly the people who can't sing are the ones who go. Thank you for the call. Okay. I appreciate it. You may have questions about what to see, the latest in films, the dearth of really top-notch film criticism. This is a place to ask them. I want to get your recommendations on what we should see this weekend. Do you have some ideas?
I've got a couple just to throw out, and Walter, we can elaborate. One is Osama, a really excellent documentary, which is a supremely timely movie.
Where is he? They'll send the troops out for him. Where is it?
I think it's one of the other theaters.
It's another theater.
Is that one of the landmark theaters?
If they surround it, what are they doing in Pakistan when he's at this theater in Denver? I don't understand that. 303.
I didn't know Osama could act myself, but I guess he can.
Well, I don't have any doubts about that. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We're talking films. My guests, film critics Tom DeLapa and Walter Chaw on AM 1150.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignorant. We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNIC.
If you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, stop by McDonald Automotive Group today, located on Broadway just north of Arapahoe Road. McDonald Automotive, the region's largest selection of certified pre-owned imports.
Money. It burns a hole in your pocket, makes the world go round, and it's the root of all evil. Money matters. But just how much? That's the question a man named William Shakespeare asked himself before writing The Merchant of Venice. Shakespeare's Merchant masterfully examines just what money can do to friends, lovers, and enemies. It's quite a play, still funny and thought-provoking 300 years later. Luckily, The Merchant of Venice plays at the one place in town that will do it justice. The Denver Center Theater Company, with rich costumes, superb acting, and really comfy seats. You get your money's worth. Just be forewarned, tickets are a commodity. Buy your seat today or it's likely to be gone faster than you can say, ka-ching! The Merchant of Venice, only at the Denver Center Theater Company. March 25th through April 24th. Call 303-893-4100 or visit denvercenter.org.
How do you pick a bottle of wine? Do you choose the nicest looking label? Do you stick to the same varietal or the same country every purchase to narrow it down? Do those little reviews hanging from the shelf have the final vote? Wine is such a subjective thing. However, most folks, no matter their level of wine knowledge or how frequently they drink wine, can spot the undrinkable as soon as it crosses their lips. The staff at Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits tastes a lot of wine. We taste expensive wine, cheap wine, fresh new idea wine, up-and-coming growing region wine. We even get to taste the grassroots movement wine. Why do we go to all this trouble? Because at Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, we want to know that the prettiest label in the Spanish section also happens to be a darn good bottle of wine.
Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, where variety, pricing, and convenience intersect at the corner of 12th and Broadway. Call 303-893-8437.
After an exhaustive search to find the best radio talent for KNRC, we have found a group of people that can impact Denver radio. Now we need your help. Each Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m., we'll be trying out one person from this select group of motor mouths. We'd like our KNRC family to listen and send their comments to the station. Do you like them? Do you hate them? What do you think of their show? We want you to have a voice in the selection of our new weekend host. Remember to listen each Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m., and then send us your feedback by going to knrcradio.com.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Down arrows on Wall Street after another volatile day of trading. The Dow closed down 109 points at 10,186, while the Nasdaq was off by 22 points, ending the day at 1940. Microsoft is nearing the end of intensive talks that have so far failed to settle a landmark antitrust lawsuit. The software giant is trying to avoid being fined hundreds of million dollars by the European Union and being branded an abusive monopolist as well. The EU is expected to announce sanctions sometime next week. Three top executives at a Fleet Boston financial unit are now officially out of work today. The company announced that the trio, who have been on leave since being implicated in the mutual fund trading scandal, have now left the Columbia Management Group. And jurors have asked for another readback of testimony in the Tyco trial, the second day of deliberations in the trial of former executives Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Swartz. The Dow today down 109 points. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Another startling fact from Progressive. Only 1 out of 2 million Americans will ever wake up and say, wow, it would be really fun to call around for car insurance quotes today. So just in case you're that one person, call or go online and get our direct price and in most cases the rates of other big-name companies. You could save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Because frankly, the only thing people think about less than buying car insurance is how often they should clean their dryer's lint screen. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For 3 years running, Medicine Shop pharmacies have been rated number one by the Wilson RX Pharmacy Satisfaction Report. We're first in friendliness of pharmacists, first in on-time filling of prescriptions, and first in overall pharmacy satisfaction. When you take an active role in the health of your customers, people tend to notice. Bring in your prescription and see why we're number one. And if you're a new customer, ask about a free cold and allergy kit. Kits available while supplies last at participating medicine shop pharmacies. Look for our ad and TV guide.
She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
Then she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:30 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. With me in studio, two film critics, Tom DeLappa and Walter Chow from Madstone Theaters. And I'll begin this segment by sharing this little story with you. A French artist, allegedly traumatized by last week's Spain bombings, was convicted of trying to run over a pedestrian he mistook for Osama bin Laden, and he was ordered to pay the man $615. He said that he said he thought he looked like Osama bin Laden, so he ran him over. Would you like to comment in the light of the Osama film, which probably has nothing whatever to do with Osama bin Laden?
It's become this giant where's Waldo instead of that where's Osama. but no, the Osama, we should be clear about that. It's about Afghanistan. It's set in modern day Afghanistan, and it's about a young girl who actually disguises herself as a boy in order to get a job. It's the first film shot in Afghanistan since the fall of the Taliban. It's a very small, slender film, but really very touching, and you get a sense of the Taliban rule that took place during the time, which is so medieval, it's quite incredible.
Let's go to the phones and to Duane in Denver. Hi, Duane. You're live with Enid, Tom, and Walter.
Hi, good afternoon, Enid, and good afternoon to your guests as well.
You know, in reference to a previous caller, I kind of just quickly want to agree, for as self-consciously and annoyingly quirky as Pi was, I thought Requiem for a Dream was just an amazing movie. But I'll admit I'd probably pay $6 to watch Jennifer Connelly read the phone book. But it, just in general, you know, I have to agree with your guest. It just baffled me for quite some time now as to what's happened to the art of movie criticism. So many movie critics of the current batch seem to think that their job is to be more of a booster for the film industry than a critic. And there's one in town who's particularly hideous, who writes for one of the major papers, who, you know, on a scale of 4 will give American Pie 3.5 stars. And consistently gives ratings like that. And it just baffles me.
Well, there was a time in American Letters when film criticism was really seen as something special. Manny Farber, Pauline Kael, James Agee, these were people.
Stanley Kaufman.
You know, these were people who were really making a difference with criticism of an art form that was respected. But as the dialogue about film in general has gone down, you know, we talk about The Cat in the Hat as a film now by, you know, some kind of auteur. You know, as the dialogue nationally has gone down about film, so have the film critics followed suit. And your point about them being glorified publicists, for the most part, is dead on. I'm sorry,
go ahead.
No, there was a time that favorite critics were given a list of pull quotes that they could be associated with on the advertisements. They would call them and say, hey, would you like to say that this was the thrill ride of the summer, edge of your seat, fasten your seatbelts, blow you out of the back of the theater, or would you like to say that this is the first great film of the year, or would you, you know, and so forth. And they would choose one, and then they would have their name put next to that quote on the advertisement.
And pull quotes mean they pull it out of the body of the piece, and
right.
then they put it up real high, and or they pull it out, and they in large type, that is sort of a subhead.
What I love about those quotes, too, is if they come from a paper, they're invariably from the Picayune Times of way back Arkansas or something. But you know what? I don't blame necessarily, though I'm angry with them. You know, one of the things I think has really happened is we've got a couple of generations of people now who have been literally raised by network television. And I really honestly, sadly, have come to believe that for many people, the experience of going to a movie, if they get just the same sort of mindless, low-grade slop they get on network television every night, they're just happy as punch, and they really don't want to be bothered with much more than that.
I don't know about that, Duane. I mean, I think some people, yes, but I think a lot of people are hungry for things that are more challenging, and I thank you for the call. What do you think?
Well, I mean, in fact, if you look, there's still a lot of us out there, film critics who care about the craft and to believe that film criticism is important. You can find Tom, for example, at the Boulder Weekly. You can find me at Film Freak Central. .net. You know, we do care, and as a result of caring, we're shut out of the major dailies. We're shut out of a lot of larger outlets, television for sure, you know, mainstream television, and to a large extent, certain clear channel stations. You know, so you have this idea that film criticism is dead, but really we've just been pushed to the margin, but we're still there. You just have to find us.
And I will even go further in saying that, you know, the ascendancy of somebody like Roger Ebert, who, you know, you have to respect for his longevity, I think the ascendancy of that kind of film criticism, which I don't call it criticism, I call it film reviewing, really is a corollary or corresponds almost exactly to the decline of the movies. That kind of, you know, thrill ride of the summer, a kind of movie-making review, I just can't stand it.
Let me jump in here, because I think it has to be said. Joan Didion said it very well one time. She said the real art in Hollywood is making the deal. And the film is very often very secondary. It's a very commercial, whereas reviewers of the stature of Kaufman, maybe Pauline Kael and other people, looked at film, or James Agee, looked at film as an art form. It is, but it has become so commercial now that it's not about art. It's about commerce. It's about a blockbuster. It's about high grosses. It's about making a lot of dough.
Well, it is. But, you know, the movies were always about money. I mean, even in the 20s and the teens, the silent era. I mean, those guys...
they have to do less for it now. They don't have to do as much to bring in those big grosses.
Absolutely, because it's a different audience. It's an audience that isn't very demanding. But look, Walter and I often talk, as many critics do, about the 1970s that was really a high watermark for the movies. People went to see a movie like The Godfather, which is as almost Shakespearean in its eloquence, its tragedy, its It's
wonderful
drama.
Wonderful film.
And everybody went to see that film. I think if you would try to release The Godfather now, you know, it would be a double billed with an Adam Sandler movie. It's really sad where how movies have really degenerated with our culture, with our popular culture.
Because they were able to. They could still sell a lot of tickets.
It's important not to forget that those films from the 70s were major studio productions. The Godfather's a Paramount production.
Chinatown was good.
Chinatown.
Oh,
wow.
That was a good film.
It's just Chinatown, chick, you know. But the studios have really gone awry, and what happened in the 70s was two movies, Jaws and Star Wars. All of a sudden, people, you know, realize that they can make mega bucks. Not just some bucks, but mega bucks. But if they're going to invest a lot of money, they want the same product over and over and over again, because in their minds that's a safe investment. So we want Jaws in the forest, we want Jaws in outer space, we want Lethal Weapon on a boat.
We want Jaws at the dentist's office.
Yeah, exactly.
All those. All right. As we continue, I want to know the movies to avoid this weekend and perhaps forever, and the movies that we ought to see this weekend. I'm Enid Goldstein. My guests, two film critics, Walter Chow and Tom DeLappa, and they're from the Madstone Theaters. You can meet them tomorrow night when we have a lot of KNRC personnel who are going to be at the Madstone Theater helping with the beer tasting. Jordan says he's going to be there. Watch out, Jordan. Don't drink too much. Don't drink and watch movies at the same time. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 2:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 77 degrees. Let's check traffic now with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Quest Choice Business, and just not getting any relief northbound I-25. We did clear the accidents northbound to Colorado, northbound I-25 just after southbound 225. You're still seeing a lot of delays through there. It's just residual from all the accidents, so just keep on trucking. For Quest Choice Business, your business line plus any five features for just $39.99 a month. Simple, flexible, affordable. That's the spirit of service in action. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on AM 1150 KNRC.
Union teachers in the Denver Public School System have approved a new salary system that will be based on student performance rather than the current length of service system. The proposal was approved by 59% of the represented teachers. Voters will now have to approve a $25 million tax increase to pay for that change. That increase will be on the ballot next year. This report brought to you by Quest. The town of Sterling has been shaken by an apparent attempted murder and suicide. Investigators say 19-year-old Samuel Pullman shot 18-year-old Kayla Brown before killing himself in his car near the Nebraska state line. The two reportedly had a relationship at one point. Kayla was seriously injured but survived the shooting and is being treated at a Denver hospital. 37-year-old Kelly Handy is in the Jefferson County Jail after police say they saw her stealing mail from other people's mailboxes. She faces multiple charges of third-degree burglary and theft. For choice and flexibility, get Quest Choice home phone and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. 1-866-4BEST4U or Quest.com. Restrictions apply. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 2:39.
Sure, Denver has its share of talk stations, but we talk about what's important.
I would advise you to increase your knowledge.
Hear both sides on Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC.
Crizal Alice A. Sounds romantic. It's the latest in lens treatments. Your plastic lenses will not scratch and are glare-proof. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. For night driving, computers, movie theaters, and more, ask for Crizal Alice A. The difference is bright lights and blur or clarity. You choose. When trusting International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard, you will always find the latest in lens technology and one of the largest selections of eyewear in Denver. We are so excited to be celebrating our 9th anniversary. Call to set your annual eye exam with Dr. Sogel Kelly and select that perfect new frame and lenses. Reach for any of our star frames and pay $44 when you purchase prescription lenses. And don't forget to ask for Crizal Alize. Seeing is a wonderful gift. It's time to see International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard to help select a fabulous frame and new lenses. See you soon.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. With the incredible warmth, we're on par today with Orlando, Florida, so it's like taking a vacation without even leaving home. With the mix of sun and clouds, we'll top out around 80 or so for our high today. Our overnight lows tonight will be in the lower 40s. It is still going to be windy, though. And as we move on into the weekend, cooler but still very pleasant on Saturday with a high of 68. Cooler still on Sunday with highs in the upper 50s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy, 77 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series asks if filing criminal charges against the Canuck player who attacked the Colorado Avalanche's Steve Moore is appropriate. Hockey has a reputation as a violent game, largely because of the fights that often break out. This attack was reportedly in retribution for a previous incident, and some level of violence was anticipated by the media and fans. Should a player who was following the spirit, if not the rules of the game, be severely punished for his actions? Or should critical injury be an acceptable risk of a sport that seems to encourage violence? What do you think? Join host Greg Dobbs and a panel of Coloradans to debate this issue and more on Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 8:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Join the discussion online anytime at the Colorado State of Mind discussion board at rmpbs.org. Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 8:30 only on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Hi, Jim Conder here, host of KNRC's Culture Buzz. Join me Thursday evening at 6 as I go deeper into movies with local film critics Tom DeLappa and Walter Chow. We'll have a fast, freewheeling discussion about the latest movies opening in the Denver area. You'll hear short reviews of the week's premieres, hear which films you should avoid and which films you don't want to miss. Plus, we'll fill you in about the latest film in Madstone Theater's new Premiere Pick series and tell you how you can win passes to see it. Visit knrcradio.com for more information.
The KNRC talk version of American Idol is Saturday nights at 8 p.m.
She bangs! Oh, baby, but she moves!
Ooh, that's awful. No, there is no singing involved, but we will be offering new talk show hosts for your review. More live and local talk than any other Denver talk radio station. AM 1150, KNRC.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:43 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock with me in studio film critics Walter Chow, Tom DeLappa, here from the Madstone Theaters. You can meet them tomorrow night. All right, here we are. We're on the cusp of the weekend. What films should we stay away from, Ron?
So we avoid? Okay, we'll start out with the avoidance factor. Okay. My first offering will be Secret Window, which is a Johnny Depp movie. This film was rushed into release to take advantage of his Oscar nomination for Pirates of the Caribbean. This is a totally different movie, obviously, totally different role. And in Pirates, Depp, of course, was very likable, lovable, in fact, and he single-handedly kept that movie afloat. This movie, he goes down with the ship. I mean, totally down. This is a Stephen King adaptation, Secret Window, and if I may say so, it should be defenestrated totally out the window. It's just a rotten film, very formulaic, trite ending. John Turturro as this redneck Mississippian who comes up there and tries to seduce or haunt and threaten Johnny Depp. It just doesn't make, you know, it's so much like The Shining. It's kind of a small scale Shining. You half expect Johnny Depp to, you know, yell, "Honey, I'm home," or "Here's Johnny" throughout this movie, and it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't work at all.
So don't go see that one. Walter, yeah, do you have a nomination?
Well, I've got several, but, you know, Spartan is something that I would really avoid. That's the new David Mamet film starring Val Kilmer.
Oh, I hear it's terrible.
Oh, it is just awful.
I'm a big Mamet fan.
Well, I'm a huge Mamet fan, but not when he's directing. I haven't liked any of the films that he's directed, but I've liked several that he's just written, like, you know, Glengarry Glen Ross or The Untouchables.
I like the one that he did that was that Indecipherable Mystery. What was it? I want to say Spanish Steps.
Oh, Spanish Prisoner.
Spanish Prisoner. That one I thought was intriguing.
Yeah, intriguing.
But Mamet and I were members of the same theater company in Chicago. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a brilliant guy. He's a brilliant
essayist. So stay away from Spartan. What else?
And also Hidalgo. I really disliked Hidalgo. And Spartan and Hidalgo share something in common. They're both very misogynistic and they're very anti-Arab. It's kind of popular and okay to be anti-Arab now. I didn't know it was okay to be misogynistic again. But both of these films are unspeakable.
It's always been okay to be misogynistic, I can tell you. Connie from Highlands Ranch, hi, you're live with Enid, Walter, and Tom on AM 1150.
Hi, I just had a question for the critics, and maybe it's just my perception is off, but I'm sort of curious why it's seems that some actors get more, I don't know, publicity or attention than some others do.
Like, for example?
Well, like Val Kilmer. Like, I'm a big fan of Val Kilmer's. And hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just go. If he's in it, I'm there.
Okay, so why do they get more?
Well, and it doesn't seem, you know, as opposed to, say, like a Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise seems to, you know, if he does a movie, his face is plastered.
Yeah, but you know what, Connie, I can answer that question. There's a huge publicity machinery that goes on, and Tom Cruise is a huge, there's a lot of money involved in any kind of a Tom Cruise production, and those people go into overdrive, and a lot of critics are easily bought and paid for, so there's a lot of positive publicity, and maybe like somebody like Val Kilmer is not in the same stratosphere as Tom Cruise, and I think that's probably the answer. What would you say, guys?
Well, let's face it. Tom Cruise movies make a lot of money. So, I mean, most all his movies make a lot of money, and plus, you know, Val Kilmer has a reputation actually of being a difficult actor on the set, and that's one of the problems. Difficult actors, whether they're talented or not, aren't going to get the roles or the publicity.
Well, you know, if you don't work well, if you don't play well with your publicist, then you're not going to get publicity. And I don't think Val Kilmer really cooperates in the interview process. He doesn't really cooperate in the junket process. In other words, he doesn't go around to the Late Show with David Letterman or whatever. He doesn't do the rounds.
So he won't do
and he wasn't married to Nicole Kidman, and that could be a problem.
She's not beautiful. I don't know why people think she's so beautiful. She looks weird to me. Honest to God.
You know, hey, you know, go ahead. You know, in Cold Mountain, you know, Jude Law walks 1,000 miles to see Nicole Kidman. Well, I would probably walk 1,000 miles to get back to Nicole Kidman as well.
Well,
you know,
the problem I have with Nicole Kidman and Cold Mountain in particular is that the more starving and emaciated and destitute she got, the more beautiful she became. So, you know, that's a really kind of another underhanded statement from Hollywood about
anorexia.
Female beauty. You know.
I thought she was channeling Blanche DuBois in that movie, actually.
You were talking about a zombie movie. Is this a zombie movie that you like?
Oh, I love it. You know, I love zombie movies. I think they're a great statement.
What's the name of this zombie movie?
It's the remake of Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead, originally the George A. Romero film that came out in 1978, the sequel to Night of the Living Dead. You know, a lot of people will call this blasphemy, but I think the remake is better. It's more economical. It's faster paced. I think it's funnier, and I think it has really interesting things to say about anti-consumerism and about our cult of celebrity.
And why do you like zombie movies?
Well, I like zombie movies because it talks about, you know, kind of this new world order. And in a time in which we're under this kind of really right-wing leadership, we see movies that are on both sides of the divide.
I think we're there already.
Yeah, oh, exactly. You know, we're on both sides of the divide. We see a movie like The Passion of the Christ, and then on the other side of the aisle, we see Dawn of the Dead. And on both sides, we have this shambling horde of mindless followers worshiping kind of a zombie. You've been dead for 3 days, and you wake up again. So, Dawn of the Dead, the zombie movies really address...
Like doing talk radio.
You know, address in this very satirical
way. We've
been
dead for all week, and now we're alive again.
You know, all of these elements of society. You know, zombie movies, I think, are really... They really have a finger on the pulse of something going on.
Walter's a Dawn of the Dead head. I know that's true. You know, and the other thing these zombies do is they go and watch The Bachelor on TV. That's what happens in the movie.
All right, we don't have much time left. We know some of the movies to avoid, and we can expand on that list, which I suspect is the far longer of the two lists. What are the movies we should be seeing this weekend?
Well, there's a couple. One, at least, is we already mentioned Osama. My Architect, which is actually a quite good film. I think one of the real early sleepers of 2004. Again, this is an independent...
I was supposed to see that last night,
well,
and I didn't get there. It was the closing film of the Jewish Film Festival, My Architect.
It's quite good. You know, it's a documentary movie made by... It's a first-person documentary by Nathaniel Kahn, who was the illegitimate son of the famous architect Louis Kahn. And Louis Kahn died in the 70s. He really basically didn't know his son or vice versa. And what the son does is try and retrace his father's architectural career and also all the various human connections that the father made. So it's kind of, you remember that movie, Roger and Me? Well, this is kind of Lewis and Me without the subject at all. It's really a very touching and eloquent film about a son's search for his father, and I think quite well done.
And nominated for an Academy Award.
Right. You know, and the film that I really want to push this weekend is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is the new film written by Charlie Kaufman, the author of Adaptation and Being John Malkovich. It stars Jim Carrey, but don't hold that against it, and Kate Winslet. And it's beautiful. I think it's wonderful. One of the most romantic, not sappy romantic films that I've ever seen. I was really affected by it. It reminded me of why I got married and of all the great things about love and falling in love and the madness of love in a world that's really quite temporary. I think it's a wonderfully clever, very complicated film, and wonderfully performed, wonderfully acted. I can't imagine that it's not going to make my top 10 list this year.
But you aren't married to Kate Winslet.
Better, even better.
And Tom, another movie that we ought to think about seeing this weekend?
There's a couple. I would say, again, I would agree with Eternal Sunshine. I do think it's a little bit overwritten. We have a little difference of opinion on this particular film. It's quite clever. It's challenging. It's almost an avant-garde film. Another psychological mind-bender like Adaptation and Being John Malkovich. A really good cast. I just think it's a little bit overwritten and starts to get repetitive towards the end.
I see a phenomenon, and I saw it in 21 Grams and I saw it in The Swimming Pool, two films that were very compelling to watch, but at the end I wasn't sure what they were actually about, that they were about anything that was in the cost to benefit land. I didn't think the cost to benefit ratio was worth it to sit there for 2 hours, hour and a half those films. But there was some great acting, but how are you wiser, smarter, changed, moved by having seen some of those films?
Right. The two films that you mentioned, I think, are really good theories. But in execution, they're really empty, as you say.
Yeah,
you
know, they were empty. It was like empty, but they were very compelling to watch.
It's almost like, hey, what if we made a film this way? Wouldn't that be neat? But then at the end of the day, well, okay, maybe it's neat, but we haven't learned anything. And I think that's what separates them from Eternal Sunshine, which actually says something about the human condition.
I want to learn something in a film, and I want a good story. I want to be wiser or moved or something that I wasn't before I... before I came in, I want to, there should be something there that you feel like you have gotten, whatever that may be, maybe insight, maybe an illumination into something. But a lot of times, you know, you walk out of the film and you think, why did I sit there for an hour and a half?
You know, there's a famous quote, I think, by one of the moguls, I think, Louis B. Mayer, and he was very cynical in that sense, and he said, you know, if you want to send a message in a movie...
Look in the dictionary.
Go hire Western Union. So, you know, that's the other alternative.
He also said that verbal contract's not worth the papers written on. And include me out, he said.
Or as Yogi Berra said, 90% of baseball is half mental, right? Well, it's the same thing with the movies.
Well, you know, there are a couple of the films really quick. The Triplets of Belleville, a wonderful animated French film still playing in town, and Fog of War, the Errol Morris documentary about Robert McNamara.
Which won the Academy Award this year for documentary. We just have a couple seconds left. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us. We can meet you tomorrow night at the Madstone Theater, Tamarack Square. And there's going to be a beer tasting, and the beer tasting starts at 6:30, and you'll be discussing the film before and after?
7:30 is the show time. We'll do the introduction, we'll show the film, and have a freewheeling discussion afterwards.
And American Astronaut is one of the best movies opening this weekend in town. So it's worth
it. So if you have enough beer, any movie is going to be great, but this would be a good film even without the beer. Thank you, both of you, for joining me today. Walter Chow, Tom DeLappa, thank you so much. You can meet them tomorrow night at the Madstone Theater, Tamarack Square. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Traffic makes us crazy.
Drive carefully.
But Darren Copeland makes the ride home just a bit easier. Keep up with the latest traffic info afternoons during the Doug Khaled Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Saturday's Daily Deal is half off a microderm abrasion at Lone Tree Facial Plastic and Cosmetic Center. A $47 value. See page 2 in Saturday's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the Daily Deal.
They say talking things out is good for the heart. Well, at the University of Colorado Hospital and the Anschutz Centers for Advanced Medicine, we couldn't agree more. If you have a heart problem and you're at the University of Colorado Hospital, instead of one doctor offering you advice, here an entire team of specialists meet to discuss your case, talk it through, review your options, including the latest, most advanced. It's like getting multiple opinions without even asking. These are the innovators, problem solvers, and they're passionate about their work. Through the years, their groundbreaking discoveries have actually changed the course of heart care worldwide. For an appointment or to schedule a heart exam, call 1-800-621-7621 or visit uch.edu. The University of Colorado Hospital and the Anschutz Centers for Advanced Medicine, far beyond the ordinary.
This is a consumer alert. To reduce excess inventories of manufacturer supplies, MedVet is hosting a massive markdown sale for Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge products. During this event, sacrifice pricing exists on more than $80 million worth of inventory. Profit is not a major consideration. MedVet is stocked fence to fence with a wide variety of Dodge Ram trucks, Jeep Grand Cherokees, Jeep Liberties, Chrysler minivans, and the all-new Chrysler 300. More arrive daily. 0% financing is available for qualified buyers, and financial officers will be on hand for immediate credit approval. National appraisers will be on hand to assess your trade for its highest possible value. Hurry, if you're thinking about buying now or in the next 6 months, don't miss this opportunity. Selection is huge, but is expected to diminish rapidly. The MedVed Massive Markdown Sale at the giant MedVed Autoplex on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVed Autoplex.
I'm David Collins, owner of Scout Productions, the small business behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. You know, our talent search for the Fab Five was no simple task, but at least financing it was. We actually covered our travel expenses using the membership rewards points we had earned on our American Express business cards.
With Open the Small Business Network, you can make big things happen when you have an American Express business card. To apply, call 1-800-605-OPEN.
Enrollment in the membership rewards program required. Fees and terms may vary. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
The Denver Lyric Opera Guild is celebrating its 20th year, and you're invited to attend the annual finals competition judged by prominent leaders in the opera world. The Denver Lyric Opera Guild has awarded over $500,000 in scholarships to aspiring young Colorado singers. The final competition is free and open to the public on March 20th, 7 p.m. at Hamilton Hall in the University of Denver Newman Center. Join the Denver Lyric Opera Guild and hear some of the finest young singers in Colorado.
Management at AM 1150 KNRC had been listening to the Doug Kellett Show played backwards, looking for hidden subliminal messages. Here's what they found.
John Kerry would make a great president.
Find out what he says for yourself weekdays at 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Told us you needed more traffic reports during the morning and afternoon commute, and we listened. AM 1150 KNRC now provides you traffic reports at least 5 times each hour during mornings and afternoons. After all, we are the third worst traffic city in America. AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:58, we're just about at the end of our time together. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Doug Kellett takes over, and he's going to be gone all next week, and a number of people will be filling in for him, and so we'll talk about that, too, as we get closer. But Doug Kellett from 3 to 6, start your day with Jimmy Lakey from 6 to 10, 10 to noon, Bill O'Reilly, and I'll see you at noon on Monday if we all survive what should be a really glorious weekend as spring officially starts to happen tonight at something like 11:49, Todd tells me. So I want to thank Todd Hassel filling in for Joe Anderson producing the show today. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for all your wonderful suggestions, keeping us on the air and keeping us amused, sometimes inadvertently. Yes. And thanks all the rest of you for calling, for listening. I hope you all have a fabulous weekend. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it, and try to clean up some kind of a mess, whether it's a mess in terms of relationship or an actual physical mess. We're going to have great guests next week, including David Bach, telling us how to be an automatic millionaire. I'm Enid Goldstein. I'll see you noon Monday.
Time now for the 180-degree turn to the right. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the Pentagon. More than 80 representatives of countries around the world gathered to hear President Bush as he marked the first anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Mr. Bush referred to last week's Spanish train bombings and said no region is exempt from terrorism. Pakistani troops continue to pound a border area where Osama bin Laden's right-hand man, Ayman al-Zawahiri, may be pinned down. In his remarks, the president did not mention that fighting, bin Laden, or al-Zawahiri by name, but he did mention a third man, Abu Zarqawi, a Jordanian thought to be behind many of the deadly attacks in Iraq since the fall of Saddam Hussein. From the White House, NBC's Rosalind Jordan.
The president said that based on a note that was found by U.S. intelligence not too long ago, Zarqawi is aware that the coalition has its sights on him and his cohorts.
The Dow ended this week down 109 points this Friday. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Hi there. It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock. From the brand new limited edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big.